MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Some women just don't like certain guys because the way they look, but I've changed.
And the way they talk and put a video camera.
Right, yeah. I mean, you can't be in love with everybody, so the people that you aren't in love with, you're friends with, you know? It's just, you can't please everyone.
So you accept it, Tommy. You don't find it a big deal.
I accepted that the fact I'm in the friend zone, but it doesn't hurt
the rest of your life with everyone.
I think what will help you with Marie here is maybe send her a cock pic. I think that wouldn't hurt. I mean, a girl's like that, I think.
I do it all the time.
Every time I've gotten a cock pic, it's taken somebody out of the friend zone immediately.
I don't believe in doing that. I'm a gentleman, and I just don't believe in doing that kind of stuff.
I respect a gentleman. I can respect a gentleman.
Oh, yeah. I respect it all the way to the friend zone.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And, like, it
says men shouldn't fondle other men bunghole.
Ah! Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780, hashtag Hippo Juice. And, of course, hashtag Hippo Board to get on the Hippo Board. Now, it was brought to my attention that, by the way, first off, it's June 25th, 2014. I'm joined, as always, by Sean.
That's me.
Marie.
Why am I not before Sean?
Because I don't know. I'm going reverse alphabetically. Shut up, Marie.
Yeah, that really is unloyal of you. You should put your wife.
Royce has known me the longest out of all of you. How about that?
He's known me the closest.
Debatable.
You. Yeah, exactly. Debatable. Anyway.
I had a good 5 years before you got to have sex with him.
Marie.
Yeah, I already said hi.
Okay. Big Booby D.
No.
And of course, Joel the Load Van Wingerden.
Not while I have coffee in my mouth, please.
If you want to know
Joel,
what that's
the
about,
load bearing producer Van Wingerden.
If you want to know what, if you want to know what that's about, go to morelikeradio.com/downloads and check out
download.
Dutch.
Download.
Get it?
Are we gonna do this again? Because yes. I got a million of them.
Yeah, I know.
Loads.
Uh huh.
I got a million loads.
So anyway, it was brought to my attention that last week we forgot to do the Hippo Board on the show.
Oh,
and that
no.
was my mistake. Marie, can you pull it up and post it in the chat?
Oh, no.
Go to Facebook. Just find it.
Yes, sir.
Anyway,
it's there somewhere.
What it is while Marie pulls that up.
What it were.
What it whizzle.
What it is. Because it's active and it's a thing now. Uh-huh.
Anyway, what it were. Is the Hippo Board, we take suggestions of your best hashtags. We put them on the board. Now, we found out yesterday that Dutch's siblings fucking hate it and think it's stupid. But everyone else who has a brain likes it. So
I went to bed so angry at your brothers, Dutch.
Yeah, specifically your brothers. Not even your sisters, but your brothers specifically. Anyway.
Might I note that they are all very handsome men.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. No one's going to say they're not handsome. No one's going to go on that side.
I can't be angry at them
You're
when
right.
they're all
they're
that
very
handsome.
Pretty. There's a lot of Dockers in that family.
With the exception of Dutch,
yeah.
I cannot be angry at any of the Van Wingerdens.
Anyway, hey, our pal Joey. I think it's Joey Lorenzo's in the chat room.
Oh, is he?
Hey, what's going on? Anyway,
I love that kid.
Hippo board. Marie, did you find it? Okay. So do you want to go through last week's hippo board?
Do yes. That way?
Shall okay. we?
Yes, I do. Very much so.
Yes, you were.
Okay. Dutch, do you want to look? Dutch, do you want to look at it and maybe tell you? I like what we did last time, which was Dutch would go through the hashtags, guess what they are, and then we would tell him.
Find out how you guys got from point A to point B.
Right, exactly. You could skip the first one because we talked about that one yesterday, and we know that that's a problem, so we don't want any more problems for our pal Dutch. But the next one, if you'd like to go ahead, Dutch,
it's in I just signed in.
Right no problem. We posted it in the chat.
Hashtag love it like a dick.
Love it like a dick.
Hashtag love it like a dick, Dutch.
Dutch is the consummate professional.
Now, where did that come
from?
I'm
assuming you probably, one of the girls was eating something phallic and like, I love it. It's not as much as dick, but I love it like a dick.
I don't know. I was the one that put that one up there. What is it, guys?
I don't remember.
That doesn't help. You're terrible.
Who wrote it?
It was probably something stupid.
Look at the handwriting. Is the handwriting chicken scratch? Then Royce wrote it.
No, it's not mine. I know it's not mine.
Maybe D's.
It might be mine.
I think D wrote it.
If it's pretty handwriting, it's
like
yours or
I'd
D's.
Say.
And okay, well the next one is.
Sometimes you just gotta love things like you love a dick.
You're right. And speaking of loving things like a dick, hashtag Even Joe. Do you want to guess what that is?
Joe.
Well, that's easy.
Is that what it was from? Even Flow.
Well, yes, but Joe Coletta. Filled in for
you. Obviously, Joe Coletta is a big fan of Pearl Jam.
Right. And penises.
Joe Coletta filled in for you last week, Dutch. And by the way, you missed a whopper of a show. But
No, I listened to it. I was listening to it when I was driving.
It was great. It was great.
Really? You listened to something you weren't on? Write it down, guys.
Don't be mean for no reason.
I'm not. I'm celebrating.
Stop it.
I'm celebrating,
no,
Dutch.
Stop celebrating.
That's a big step forward
Shut
for
up.
Him.
Go look up soccer scores for a second so we get through this.
Got them all right here,
the
bro.
The next one is...
The next two.
The next two.
I listen to a lot of shows.
The next two is hashtag Tom Bone and hashtag... Tom Aroney, Dutch. I think you heard the show. I believe you know what those are.
Tom Bone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that's a play off of trombone.
No, you see, you didn't listen to the show. We just caught you in a lie.
I listened to part of it. I listened to while I was driving to my parents' house.
You could also have listened to the previously on. Basically, we had our, you know, that caller from last week on the Hippo Juice Show.
Our pal Tom.
Our good friend,
Tom.
Tommy Two Tones.
He did not appreciate all the
nicknames.
He
was on MTV's Made, by the way, guys. Don't forget.
He was on Made.
He was.
But he didn't appreciate all the nicknames that Royce attached to him throughout the entire interview. So those were two of his nicknames.
He was Batman.
I kept... whatever.
He saved eggs.
Right. The next one is hashtag flirty Skype Sean.
I don't know what that is.
Well, I know what that is.
I know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
I know what that is.
What is that?
Dutch, you want to guess? Let him guess.
Flirty Sean. No, I have nothing with that one. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm writing in the chat room.
I mean, it is what it is. Sean was flirting on Skype.
I guess. I mean,
all right.
With a lady.
Oh, there's a twist. Ooh, Shyamalan yes. twist.
Skype dating?
I wouldn't call it that.
She was even of age.
She was of age, yep. It was crazy.
That's the surprising
Thanks.
Part.
Thanks for qualifying,
And it
guys.
Was consensual.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All Everything's coming
you
up.
You almost had the hat trick.
Almost. Almost. I had to save that for the bathroom.
Well, the next one was my favorite.
What is
the
gold?
Hashtag what is gold?
Okay.
So, Royce.
It's because it was you, dumbass.
I know, but it was mine. That's why I like it. So, take a guess. Take a guess.
What did Marie do?
You like guessing.
What is gold?
You like guessing.
I'm assuming it was like, what is gold? These are gold or something like that. Something
not even close.
Okay.
She's really proud of this.
A gold buyer called.
I signed up for more information about gold bullion because I wanted to diversify my portfolio.
Makes sense. Gold is a solid investment.
By buying gold?
Yeah.
Yes.
Investing in gold. Absolutely. So
it's always worth something, bro.
So I go to the American
Bullion.
I'm
going to get a big pirate chest.
I go to the American Bullion page, and of course, they get my information because they're spies. And somebody calls me.
Now, why would a company that makes those cubes to make chicken broth, why would they sell gold?
No. The chicken broth is their actual gold.
Bullion.
No, the bullion cubes are gold in color. And that's why they call it the American bullion.
We used to stick those in people's shower heads in college.
I'm not. Well, why?
So it looked like awesome. Pee.
Why? You guys are assholes. Like
pee. I get it.
It's no, because nice. You come out smelling like chicken.
And also it looks like pee.
And it takes a little bit for them to actually start dissolving until like the water's actually warm, so you don't really notice.
But that's
it
awesome.
First.
I want a chicken shower.
That's very funny.
Cats keep following you everywhere.
So this dude calls my cell phone and You know, it's like, oh,
hello, my name is Mark. I used to be addicted to crack cocaine. Now I sell magazines.
Whoa!
It was essentially in that cadence where it sounded like a young guy that was really bored at his job and he has to go through like a prompt of like, here's the questions I have to ask you because you wanted to know more about gold. I don't care about my job. And so he starts going into a spiel and I interrupt. I'm like, so what is gold?
Marie asked him, she wanted him to explain what the precious metal gold
and
is.
And he just blew.
That poor fuck has probably never been asked that.
He steamrolled over it.
He blew through my question. His exact answer was, yes, well, and then he continued on with his thing. And so then he continues. He's like,
I'm Ron Burgundy.
He's like, okay, and the way that you're able to get gold, and I interrupted him, now, do I have to be a miner to find gold? Do I need a pickaxe, sir?
And he just steamrolled right over that.
Tell him 49.
Yeah, exactly.
He did not appreciate my responses.
Marie's the worst person I've known.
All right, the next one on the hit.
What's the point of wanting to learn more about investing that stuff?
Because it's more. It's much more fun to make fun of the caller.
I wanted to download the book to read.
Because you know why, Dutch? We invest in radio gold.
I wanted to download the thing to read, but they make you put in your information to get it, and that's why he called me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I can read the damn thing on my own, sir.
We make so much radio gold, my nickname is Scrooge McDuck. High five, Sean.
Nobody calls you that.
High five,
Nobody
Sean.
Calls you that.
They will now.
Oh, God.
He high fived me.
All right, what's the next one? After hashtag what is gold? What is gold?
What is gold? Baby, don't hurt me.
Oh, throw up at your dick.
Throw up at your dick.
I'm assuming it has something to do with deep-throating.
No. But I like it.
Throw up like doing this number to your dick.
Now, I'm trying to remember exactly what it was. I believe it was D that said it. D, do you remember what it was?
She was talking about con nerds that always want to sleep with her.
Always want to sleep with her.
And they're smelly.
Oh, because I couldn't imagine how sticky some of their balls are. And then I would just like throw up at their dicks.
Yeah, that's where that came from.
The next one is Harry Cuban tits.
Oops.
So
obviously
I don't remember.
That's on Marie then, right?
No. Yes. those are Armenian Harry tits.
Ew.
Isn't
she like part Cuban now though?
Yeah. Well, the last name at least.
Isn't that how marriage works? I think.
No, it is just like
she's
that.
Swallowed enough Cuban DNA.
Oops. Wrong button.
The aristocrats. The next one's been up on the board several times. It's kitchen titties.
Hashtag kitchen titties.
Whenever titties come out in the kitchen.
That's kitchen titties.
It happens like almost every week. Okay. It's weird.
It really does. I tend to take my bra off in the kitchen a lot. I don't know why.
Well, you, it's this.
All right. The next one is hashtag robot dick.
There's a lot of dick on this I've seen.
There is a lot of
dick. That was the
observation. This week was a dick week, bro.
It was a dick week.
Robot full dick, of dick.
Kitchen dick. Lobster dick.
Well, tons of dick.
Dick. Shrimp dick.
Dick parade.
Shrimp dick.
Well, what kind of dick
kitchen
we got?
Kitchen dick was fun because Sean had a package in his pants that looked like it was his penis. And then I patted it and it actually felt like a dick. And then I was like, I'm uncomfortable with this now.
Because she had my huge package in her hand. And I don't blame her because it's terrifying.
Now, what is gold?
I love dick. That's what I do. Tons of dick.
Dick parade.
All right. Well, our pal, and we could call him friends, Anderson Cooper.
I like to call him Anderson Pooper.
That's so juvenile.
I call him A Coop. So
see, I don't know if you understand this. I like to call him Anderson Pooper because he takes it in the pooper.
Whoa! What?
Then you call him Manderson Pooper.
Okay, let me just play the video. It's better just to play the video.
You're better than this.
It was made by a Peruvian artist and has stood outside the university for about 30 years. Time now for the ridiculous.
Do it again.
Tonight we were adding the American exchange student who got stuck in a giant sculpture that resembles a vagina.
A what, Anderson Cooper?
Is it really that hard for him to say?
I know you're gay, Anderson, but you don't have to be grossed out by saying the word.
Ew!
I can say cock.
Icky.
It doesn't bother me.
I can say penis.
Vagina sculpture.
I can also suck a penis.
She smells like fish.
Whoa! Anderson! All right, well, let's keep playing the video.
That's right. You heard me. I said that word. Before you start blowing up my Twitter feed, know that I am not making fun of women or female anatomy in
any
way.
Why would they think that?
Because he's a homo.
Hold on. Even say the word.
Frankly,
I'm gonna qualify in a second here.
Frankly, female anatomy scares me. It looks like it looks like a face hugger from the movie Alien.
Me too. I thought the same thing the first time I saw
it. I don't
one.
Understand it. How does it not get infections?
Sticky. Not a big fan of sticky. I actually don't like maple syrup for that very reason.
It never closes. It's always
pine trees.
Do they have to put Neosporin on it?
It looks like you should do all that. Right,
well, let's play.
No, just because it's bleeding, you don't have to put a Band-Aid on it. Neosporin.
I'm not the one that's saying it. Anderson is.
I am making fun of a guy who got stuck in a sculpture. It happened in southern Germany outside a university. The sculpture made of marble is called Making Love. It was made by a Peruvian artist and has stood outside the university for about 13 years. It's reportedly worth about $200,000. And look, I'm certainly no expert on the topic of... Vaginas.
Because you're gay.
Vaginas.
No, dude,
I give him credit.
He's
that's
like
funny.
Us, like, we just sit
that's
there and giggle
funny.
At dumb words. Like, that's one of his words that
I
he
gotta
has a hard
give
time
him credit.
He just laughs when he does it.
I give him credit, though, that he even made a joke on himself. I'm no expert in vagina. It's funny. It's funny. I give him, you know.
He's got some balls on him, that Anderson Cooper.
Well, he loves, he's got plenty of balls on him. Face,
he's got a lot
back.
Of ball experience.
He's such a beautiful man.
Artistic or otherwise. They really aren't my wheelhouse, so to speak, but I know enough to know that you are supposed to.
Aha, wheelhouse, crankshaft, pistons, fucking.
I guess what I'm trying to say is I love cock. That was so clean. It was so bad. Why did I say that
I
so clean?
I have so many buttons of you saying cock anyways, so. Oh,
fair enough.
How many? How many, Dutch? Prove it.
Let's play all of them.
Because I love cock.
That's from the early days.
Okay. What else you got?
Suck your cock.
All right, that sounds good.
All I want is cocks in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
Anything Jesus
else?
Christ, all I want is so many cocks in my mouth.
Why did you say it twice?
Wow.
Because I really like cocks in my mouth.
They're from different dates. That's the thing.
They're from all over the place, I'm sure.
Okay.
Feet first. All right there, fella? Also, I know it is politically expedient these days to say that America should not apologize for its reputation around the world, but perhaps we could at least make an exception for, I don't know, Americans who go to Germany and get stuck in sculptures of giant vaginas. That's right, I said it out loud now.
Why did he
By the way,
in it?
Oh, I need that clip.
And the best part is it's an Asian kid. Oh my God.
That's funny. That's why
like
when
hero.
He was happy, he's probably looking at the picture while he was trying to read the script.
The problem is that Asian kid is used to sideways vaginas. That's why he got stuck
because he didn't know how to get out.
Right.
The thing is,
what kind of door is this?
The thing is,
really ugly vagina.
He went feet first into it.
It looks like a you're right. That vagina looks terrible.
You? Why wouldn't you go feet first?
I mean, normally I'd dive That's head first.
Yeah. What? What? He was like.
You see,
it's sculptures. You mean
stick our feet in there?
I'm done.
Yeah, you're dipping your feet in to see the water's warm. What
I'm
are
done.
You doing?
How is it? We're only 20 minutes.
It's like a pond in early morning. It's like I don't know. It was warm yesterday, but
that song is like
yeah.
You know the morning song.
Yes.
It's like dipping its toe into the vagina.
Ah, the vagina's perfect today.
You gotta, you know.
He's locked in by the knees. What was he doing?
He's making Kegels? 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 What do you call
is
those things?
Priceless. There it is.
Ooh. I just.
Nice and warm yesterday, but today I don't know.
Hey, Dutch, how's the vagina today?
I haven't tried it yet. Let me check.
All right, take my shoes off.
This guy. Let me check.
Got it. All right. Topping that vagina. I put a tire swing over it. What?
That's all right. This guy is just, he looks like my brother.
He does.
Maybe that's the reason why he got
Is that in a wheelchair?
Wheelchair?
Ah, damn it. We both heads on the brother. Same joke.
Actually, maybe his home is underneath that sculpture, and that's the door.
You know what that is? Josiah.
What is he, Patrick from SpongeBob?
Oh, my God.
Josiah lives in a vagina.
He just likes really small, confined spaces. He feels safe in there. He's like a right. clam.
That
Whoa, Clit's coming in today.
Double entendres on top of one another. What?
I'm really good at
Stop,
that.
Stop, bro. You're breaking my mood. Anyway,
so
are you jacking
the,
it over
this
there?
This is the statue they chose to put outside of their university.
Yeah, Germany's really fucked.
Yeah, the dick one broke.
Germany's awesome. What are you talking about?
It out loud now. By the way, local news reports say it took 22 firefighters to extricate the man.
So I guess part of the story's hot, right, Anderson?
From the vagina.
They had to fist his way out of it.
Don't look her directly in the eye.
They had to work. Hey, give me the sculpture up a little bit, warm it up first, put some lube around the side.
Hey, somebody go get me the cock of life. I have to go open this up.
We need more KY jelly to squeeze.
Which one of them is the
Sean,
cock of life?
Sean, go get me the fist.
Which?
We're going to need the big fist.
No.
Really big fist.
They use the clamps.
The Andre the Giant.
Oh my God.
You guys got clamps?
They use the clamps that women use when they
forceps.
The ones that they for a kind of
a speculum or whatever.
Yeah, it's a speculum to get them out.
All right, I'm gonna need 25. I mean, 20.
Why did we call firefighters? We should have called a gynecologist.
I need 25 gallon bottles of KY jelly.
Why?
Just spray it on there.
That's not how this works.
Get it out.
Okay. It's taken three men to get him out of
there. Wait, hold on.
Guys, he's not going to fit out the vagina. We need to give this sculpture a C-section.
Maybe if we intimidate him, he'll shrivel up and we can pull him out. I'm just saying.
They're just sitting there throwing like cold water on him, thinking he'll shrink.
A shitty version of that James Franco movie where he's just stuck in a vagina and he has to cut his legs off.
Yeah, it's not an inspirational story at all.
Guys, his head is breached. We got to get him out.
Yeah, except that one's called 128 Showers. Okay, let me keep playing it.
You can add that to the list of things you will not hear Charlie Rose say tonight. Apparently, this whole incident was part of a dare gone wrong. And there's a shocker. Can you believe that? This is typically...
I don't know if they can do a shocker without the back hole.
Yeah, you got to do the shocker.
Is there an anal sculpture right underneath it?
Yeah, that'd be real shocker.
You guys are horrible.
To do that, you'd have to have at least two of your other friends help, get in there as well.
You're right.
I wonder if bats nest in that thing.
Come on.
It's a dark place.
Are you looking down at your lap saying that, or are you looking at the picture?
Both.
Oh.
Little bit of column A, little
where
bit of column B.
I'd make a Wolf Blitzer joke, but I won't tonight. This whole story is...
Wolf Blitzer's a son of a bitch.
Wolf Blitzer looks like a vagina.
That Wolf Blitzer's a fucking...
Cock. That's what I'm going to say. You wanted to.
I love Wolf Blitzer. He is a bear in our community, and I want to be inside of him.
All right.
Reminds him of the time he got his beard stuck in some marble cleavage.
What happened to his wife?
Man, really?
He got his beard stuck in marble cleavage?
All right. According to a
producer laughing off camera,
when did Anderson Cooper turn into the gay Jon Stewart?
He's always kind of had a little bit of that.
He's such a good-looking man, though. He really is. Like, yeah, I date him. I would date him.
Seen him like when he cracks up live in the air? Like, he laughs like a girl.
Yeah,
I think we might have played that a couple years ago.
Yeah, we did.
Friend of the American in Germany, firefighters were not very amused, though they did manage to get him out without a use of mechanical devices. A local German paper even made a forceps joke, which is always a nice touch, I think, in any language. This incident comes just days ahead.
Germany's always hilarious, especially when they're invading Poland.
Forceps? I know this guy. What?
Well, that was pretty big. They probably needed a five-step.
Oh, I'm a doctor.
The United States facing off against Germany in the World Cup. So thanks to the exchange student, the bar has been lowered even more for Team USA. It might as well be a proverb. As long as you don't get stuck in a giant vagina, you'll have the respect of the Germans. As for this,
I would think they would respect you more in Germany
if you got stuck in a vagina.
Yeah, Germany's kind of weird.
That quote just out of context.
I know.
I'd love
stuck
it.
In a giant vagina. Can you back that up? Hold on.
Sure, hold on.
This incident comes just days ahead of the United States facing off against Germany in the World Cup. So thanks to the exchange student, the bar has been lowered even more for Team USA. It might as well be a proverb. As long as you don't get stuck in a giant vagina, you'll have the respect of the Germans.
Can that be a drop? I want that as a drop.
I was looking up German clips.
Every time Germany is brought up, I need that played. Anderson Cooper is my fucking hero. He's my hero.
Look at his beautiful blue eyes.
He really is handsome.
Handsome man.
I don't care what you believe politically. He is a handsome man.
I don't believe anything politically, but...
How old is he? Because he's always had that white hair.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, he's like a Steve Martin with that.
Yeah.
Maybe in his 40s?
To be quite embarrassed, understandably so. But look, everyone makes mistakes. We blurred his face. Let him move on, people.
I once kissed a girl.
Let him move on. There's no need for him to be stuck or...
Once?
For that matter, in the ridiculous for the rest of his life.
Oh, Anderson Cooper. Is there anything you won't say about vaginas?
But they're pretty.
Yeah, the word.
They're delicious.
He is 47.
Really?
Yes.
I would have thought older. He's always, but you know what? He's going to be 60 and look 47. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, he just had a...
Because guys like that, they look old when they're young, but then they stay the same age.
Right, right. Yeah, like, that's kind of age early.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, he's just as long... And he's in shape, too. Like, he's gay skinny, not even straight skinny.
He just
he's
had a birthday.
Skinny.
On huh? June 3rd was his birthday.
Oh, really?
Yes. Happy belated birthday to Anderson Cooper.
Thanks, Anderson Cooper.
Birthday Coop.
I'll send you a blowjob, Graham.
Let's move on. Let's move from something hot to something a little less hot. Marie, you brought up the story, the Thinspiration.
What?
Yeah, Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
Our pal, we're not even friends with him, but let's just say our pal Adam Richman from Man vs. Food. I'm sure you know who that is.
Don't know who they are.
He's in trouble.
The show would be so good if he didn't like it.
Hold on.
Voice it.
And I don't like him either. But let me tell you something. You're going to like
him. I'm sitting here. He sounds like the guy who voices over the TMZ fucking promos. Yeah.
You're going to like him.
I'm going to eat this huge burger. It's,
why are you so angry?
Yeah, you're gonna be on his side in the story, I believe. That's me guessing. Marie, you want to read it?
Now, I'm sad that we don't have John to read the female part because she totally looks like a panini
anyway,
sauce.
Yeah, that's fine. Just read it.
But the title says, I got into a nasty fight with Man vs. Food's Adam Richman on Instagram after I called him out for using the Thinspiration tag.
Now, Adam Richman's trying to lose weight, so on Instagram, I guess he's posting pictures of, you know, his weight loss, and he's doing a hashtag Thinspiration, which I hate. Because it's combining two words, and I hate that.
By the way, this is... Oh, yeah. So, thank you, Hippo Juice Maurice.
You're welcome.
You guys combine words all the time.
Yeah, but when we do it, it's ironic and funny.
And it's also not about anorexia. All right, so he told a friend of mine to kill herself, told another to eat a bag of shit, and completely went on the attack, lacking any class.
Now, who's an Adam Richman fan, Dutch? Who's an Adam Richman fan?
It's funny. He's got haters, too. That's
yes,
hilarious.
And I love that he's not... He just said, fuck you.
All right.
Fuck you, fat bitch.
Yeah.
There's her picture in the chat, Dutch, if you want to see the woman complaining. There's
is she
her picture.
A cow?
Well, would you like to see her, Sean?
She is a death.
Oh, she's
fan
a whale.
She is a panini sauce fan.
What the fuck is that?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I did not mean to call you a cow, but I did mean to call you a whale.
There you go.
You are a fat bitch.
Most of you are probably familiar with Adam Richman, the dude from Man vs. Food, a show on the Travel Channel.
Never heard of him.
He was a chubby dude the whole time the show was going on, but recently he's lost a bunch of weight.
He did.
Celebrities losing a lot of weight isn't really a big story. Being famous means that there's a lot of pressure to look a certain way. If that's what
him, that was his whole bit.
He was fat forever, though.
Like, apparently he worked out ridiculously the entire time. He always wanted to be thin, but he couldn't stay thin with that job, which is why I think he started passing on the buck to other people doing it.
Yeah, having the America, right. What was it called?
America's Man versus America food, or whatever. Like
full of fat slobs. America's full of fat slobs.
But yeah. However, it was brought to my attention that he posted this photo. It's a really small photo, but
I posted it.
Thank you.
Keep talking. I got that.
Okay, it's a picture of Adam Richman taking a mirror selfie in two big pants to show off his weight loss, with the caption, "Had ordered this suit from Savile Row Taylor over a year ago. Think I'm going to need to take it in a little. Hashtag victory. Hashtag eyes on the pride. Hashtag anything is possible. Hashtag fitness. Hashtag transformation. Hashtag
Thinspiration."
Okay. How many hashtags do you need?
Too many, dude.
How many do you need?
And it means all of them. That's a thing.
74,000.
Oh, really? For those of you not hip to the lingo, Thinspiration is a very popular pro-anorexia and pro-bulimia hashtag, generally consisting of pictures of emaciated bodies, mantras like, what's more important, that slice of pizza or a thigh gap?
A thigh gap. always thigh gap.
Definitely go with thigh gap.
I will go with thigh gap.
And suggestions, tips, and motivation to either starve or purge.
Now, is that really what it is? It's pro-anorexia? Or is
Googling
that just a fat broad
Just because some anorexic people use it doesn't mean that's what it means, though. I think is what he's saying.
I'm Googling it. A lot of these are just...
Normal people losing weight, right?
Normal people losing weight.
Yeah.
It says, without context, Thinspiration may not seem like a bad word, but
it's
simple...
But it's not.
By normal people...
Okay, while we do this, hold on. While we do this, can somebody please find out how we could talk to this woman? I'd love for her to call in.
No, she's
her name is Amber Sarah.
We don't have enough
her
snacks.
Her name is Amber Sarah. I'm going to post it in the chat while we talk, because last week we did good.
I'm starving.
So maybe we can get the fans to get her to call in. And I want her to tell her side of the story.
The fans.
I want her to tell the side.
Hey, hold on.
We're not going to make fun of her fat face. What?
I feel like we've pulled up this girl's articles before.
No, this is a different fat girl. It's the other. You're thinking
of
the.
It looks a lot like panini sauce.
Yes, but it's not her. Okay. Panini sauce is a little.
She's the creator of the fatkini.
Right.
Yes, the fatkini. That's the first one.
So she's claiming that she found in Google that Thinspiration was created by a community of people with eating disorders to inspire each other to continue and celebrate their illness.
Get Amber Sarah on the phone, please. Talk to her right now.
It says Amber is a Boston-ish based college student / body positive blogger with an intense love for manatees.
She looks like a manatee, the most resembled manatee.
Well, then
blogger.
She's a narcissist.
You look like me.
So she loves her.
She just slits in water and eats fucking cabbage.
Yeah.
I doubt it. She probably eats cabbage burgers.
How to swim because it's like a boat buoyancy. It just kind of, you know, displaces water.
Okay, so
burgers in the water on top of the cabbage.
I need to talk to her.
I'm a fat person.
Here's where the Twitter fight starts happening.
We need
story.
Fat shaming. More fat shaming in society.
Yes,
we need more fat shaming.
That's a good point. I'm going to agree with Sean. So her friend who followed Adam Richman saw his
biggest
post.
Beautiful guys.
No, it's not. Stop it. It's okay. Big.
Saw his post and figured that maybe he wasn't aware of the negative connotations of Thinspiration and decided to explain to him politely. And his response was Dilligif? D-I-L-L-I.
Do I look like I give a fuck?
Oh, I thought it was dad I like to fuck.
I think, right?
No, that's still.
Yeah,
oh.
Do I look like I give a fuck? Good
Dick
job.
I like to
good job.
Suck on.
Dutch, that's going to be on the. Dutch, you weren't here last week, but that's going to be on the FBI abbreviation list now.
Oh,
they have
yeah.
one. You missed it.
They have to keep track of every abbreves.
All the abbreves. I want to talk to this woman. Please have her call in. Let her know that we are famous and we want to speak to her fat face. Don't
is
say
that
it.
So, Jane, that's a pretty popular website, right?
I don't
I've
fucking
heard it
know.
A few times.
Yeah.
Fatfarm.com.
Would you care for me to read on? Because
yes.
I'm like not even close tapping the
go ahead.
On
go
this.
Tap her vag.
Yes.
I will. Now, look, we've all used words by mistake. We've all stumbled and
no,
said something offensive
never.
And didn't
not
realize
never,
it.
Never.
I don't do that. I don't do it.
Never.
It happens to the best of us.
No.
And it's totally
I'm the best of us. And it doesn't happen to me.
Well, I'm the
but
best
But when
of
you're
us.
Called out for
you're
saying.
You're the best around. Nothing's going to ever bring you down. Sorry.
Now, when you're called out for saying something that does active harm, especially when you're someone
you know what
does
active harm?
Figure.
Being so fat that you're going to die at 41.
I was going to say.
That does active harm.
Us singing.
Her thighs are bigger than my waist.
I hope somebody whoa. Actively harms her.
That's scary.
Hey, you know what's happening? All your jack-in-the-box breakfasts at midnight
he said
are harming your arteries. You
no,
fat.
Whoa,
animal.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa, don't. Jack-in-the-box? Don't you do
the
that.
What actually was, though?
I love yeah, Jack in the Box.
I'm sorry, Marie.
All right, I'll skip ahead because she's just saying that he should have apologized. So
something she
click.
Can't do, which is skip.
All right, Moo. So I'm going to. So I'm going to just read exactly the screen caps of their Twitter. So she, whose Twitter account is Vociferous Start, VociferousStart, she goes to Adam Richman. I may be a dummy, but at least I've learned that slurs are never excused. And again, I started off
yes,
politely attempting to educate you. Next time you fuck up and you
language.
Will.
That's offensive. You know what? Cursing
I'm
is a, offensive.
I'm on maximum swearing tonight.
And
whoa!
Cursing is never excused.
It's true. And she says, and you will, since you clearly have no responsibility for your own words or
no,
actions.
No, but you know what? As much what as I don't like use? Him, he's a fucking millionaire who's making money eating ribs while you eat ribs and sit at home with your, hey. I'm assuming, 17 cats, two of which are dead. So, you know, because you sat on them. I'm implying you sat on them.
They're stuck in her fold somewhere.
Fucking fat animal. Now, why don't you pull a DirecTV remote that's been in one of your rolls since 2005 and throw it away? Because you don't shower. Well, I'm implying you fat
I
animal.
I have a question.
Sorry.
What was the supposed slur that he used?
Fat whore.
The Thinspiration.
Thinspiration's a slur.
Oh,
how's that? That's what she's saying.
Yep.
Because it's used for anorexia and bulimia,
and it's racist
but that's
against fats.
Anorexia and bulimia used by them. How's it a slur?
Now, if you like girls that are anorexic, is it called fanorexia?
Maybe.
Because I'm a fanorexic.
Okay,
I'm just saying.
Good name for a band.
It is.
I think it's because he typed the, does it look like I give a fuck?
Do you?
Did she think the
but
acronym
that's also
was
not
for
a
something
slur.
Different?
I don't
no,
know.
No, she, the word fuck is in it. Maybe that's why. She's like, that was a really, I think
she
it's her way of saying that's
it?
A really rude,
okay, but she's
to,
really fat.
Okay,
so is
sorry,
that rude?
Keep reading, Maria. I apologize.
Okay, so she finishes saying, maybe realize that you aren't being trolled, but that you upset actual
oh
human
my God,
beings.
Dutch, they added her to your family photo. Look in the chat. She's so much bigger
she's
than all
so
love you.
Wow. How do we not notice her behind us?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Maybe she's so used to the mountains that anything you're like, oh, that's, you know.
Oh, because
you see the shadow.
You know what happens, Dutch? Is she was standing there so long that they installed the ski lift on her.
She, little known fact, she actually is Pike's Peak.
No, she looks more like Dyke's Peak.
And whoa!
Josiah is looking back at her like, oh no, I don't want to get stuck in her vagina.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice callback.
Sure is. All right. Adam Richman's retort back to Vociferous Start.
Okay.
Maybe you should check my subsequent post, you fool. And maybe you'll acknowledge that just because someone is on TV, they are no less worthy of human kindness.
Said slurs.
Oh, he said the cunt word?
He said the cunt word.
I don't know.
You can't drop the cunt word around like that. Women get offended.
I didn't see that.
Well, they're cunts.
Where's
No, women, they get offended.
Put after it.
By the word,
you
cunt.
Have to put cunt word.
Oh, no. Okay. So
don't use the cunt
women
word.
Women that are offended by the cunt word are in themselves.
In this show,
cunt
we
words.
Don't use the cunt word, the nigger word, the what? Faggot word.
The faggot word, bro, that's where I draw the line.
We don't use it.
We don't use the faggot word.
Not on this show.
Not. We are too classy for the faggot
we word. We are. We're like Anderson Cooper.
Vaginas.
All right. So he says, so go on. He says, go on. Be vindictive. Email my responses because that's what good people do, right?
Yes.
Give me a fucking break.
I'm not a good person. So here's the thing. I'm not a good person, so I don't give a fuck.
He's right.
I'm not even a little bit.
Oh, here's where he calls her a cunt. If anyone acts like a cunt, I'll call them one. It's not misogyny. It's calling a spade a spade.
Maybe. Whoa!
Oh, racist!
You is calling an African American, ma'am, I believe is what you mean to say, and that's wrong.
Maybe
that's
you're wrong. The one being aggressive and unfair, and yes, if my use of the hashtag offended you, I was unintentional, and for that,
other
I'm sorry.
14.
No, but my point is you could use her argument against her and be like, some people use the word spade to describe black people, and it's racist. Like, you could turn anything that way, you
is
fucking
that what
elephant.
That one's for? I always thought spade was for sir.
No, it's definitely, yeah, it's what I said. Well,
I always like the word zipperhead.
There's more fight.
Whoa.
Apparently, hashtag fats of Instagram is a thing.
Really?
Fats? I think you mean cats of Instagram?
But it's fats, but they're just fat cats.
Oh.
I thought it was going to be a bunch of fat ladies.
A bunch of fat people?
Please don't turn the show this direction, because now that's where Marie's going to go, and we're going to lose her
I'll finish it up.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
There's two more Adam Richman's responses. One is to at B-E-C-H-E-N, and the other is at the fattest fox.
What does the fattest fox say?
You're not helping.
Oh, my gosh. So it's underscore B-E-C-H-E-N. No, I legitimately don't give a fuck about hate. Thank you.
Continue.
I legitimately don't give a fuck about haters and close-minded internet loudmouths like you at all. And don't come to me with childishness.
Cut this bitch's sides off.
With childishness when a hashtag throwing you in a tizzy and of posting comments, never watching you
Dutch,
again.
Look at her. Do you think she always breathes heavy? She looks like someone that always breathes heavy.
Ooh. Because seriously, grab a razor blade and draw a bath.
Whoa, nice. Oh, snap.
I doubt anyone will miss you. What's his last thing?
Holler. Well, she's going to need fucking Taft. What was it? Taft that needed the big bathtub?
Oh yeah.
She's going to need fucking Taft's bathtub to fucking do commit suicide, though.
And then he said to at the fattest fox, oh, eat a bag of shit, dummy.
Love that.
I love him.
No,
he's a fucking winner.
Her response was,
says no apology is coming. If it inspires someone to attain a healthy, thinner body, then that's what it was meant to do.
I love Adam Richman. He's my fucking hero now.
Only fuck up, it seems, your dad's choice to go out with a condom. To go without a condom.
He's saying you should have been bald, you fat bitch.
You should have been an abortion.
Oh, snap.
She made the stand-up as well?
I don't know.
I don't know, but that was funny. I give it to him. He fucking went after her and didn't apologize.
Nope.
That's the thing is, like, when you got, like, smart, funny... also slash mean people, and they have these douchebags that come out. They don't realize because they just see him on TV. They don't expect him to be like "fuck you." And just
like Bob Saget, you know, everyone knew him initially as stupid fucking Danny Tanner, and Well, you know.
I'll suck a dick for some cocaine.
And now he's a mediocre comedian at best. So, you know, everyone has something.
Kind of had the same act forever.
I'd rather watch Dave Coulier than hear Bob Saget say cunt 75 times.
Hey, whoa, what? Whoa.
Cut it
cunt,
out.
Cunt word.
Cut it out.
Cunt it out.
Cunt it out.
Oh, cunt word it out, bro.
Cunt word it out.
Bob!
Well,
isn't Bob a frog?
Is that everything, Marie? I'm just
that was it. So yeah, okay. he didn't apologize. Rat.
Okay, well here's fun. XO Jane, because I listen, and I have other stuff for prep, but Maul posted in the chat, and I think this is a good article for us because the problem with our show is we don't understand feminist. And XO Jane has this article called 30.
That is right.
Yeah.
It's kind of okay.
35 practical steps men can take to support feminism.
Not happening. Not one of them is going to happen.
No, let's keep an open mind here.
Yeah. All right.
I'll keep something.
Are you
open.
Ready? Is everyone ready?
Yeah.
Open.
I was born ready.
Do 50% or more of housework.
What?
You need to do your share of housework.
That's not happening. I'm already against this list.
All the time. Dutch, wait. There's like 34
Dude,
more things.
You got to have an open mind.
Dutch
is already out. He's 0% out.
100% of my own housework. So.
Dutch is like, if they don't come to his door asking for a cigarette and a bikini, and then fuck that shit.
Get out, bitch.
Okay.
I don't even clean my house. Like, yeah. I don't understand.
You make your son do it. Because you're
tired. I can't wait till he's old enough.
He's 5. He's old enough.
He's old enough.
You need to do your
he's
share of housework all the time. Of your own accord, without procrastinating, without being asked, without making excuses. Recognize that our domestic habits and our internalized ideas about unpaid domestic work are hugely gendered and
unpaid bitch, yeah. I pay for the fucking bills.
And usually benefit men
You're
and accept
sitting
that.
At home watching that piece of shit, ugly kid that I didn't want. I really thought he was going to be better looking, but
get
man,
this
he
out.
Had a lumpy head
okay,
coming
Dutch,
out.
Dutch, Dutch.
Whoa!
Dutch, oh. Maybe the next one will help. Maybe the next one you'll agree with. How about
you
that?
Want a hug?
Can we reset? Okay.
Sorry,
can we
I
reset?
That one. Dutch, you know what? I think I overreacted. Go
Dutch
ahead.
Needs a hug. He needs
why don't
a
you,
hug.
Hey, this is going to cheer him up.
Can I hug him?
Well, after this.
Okay.
We'll hug it out.
Okay. Do 50% or more of emotional support work in your intimate relationship and friendships.
Okay, now I'm out. I'm with Dutch.
Okay.
I'm out. I'm with Dutch.
It took Dutch one. It took you two. Recognize
hold
that.
On. Can you expand on that?
Dutch, sure. It's emotional stuff. You wouldn't understand.
Well, I'll try to layman's term it for
you.
That's
why him. I asked for clarity.
Recognize that women are disproportionately responsible for emotional labor. No, that's not true, but okay. And that being responsible for this takes away time and energy for things they find fulfilling. Like what? Posting blogs on feminist fucking websites?
That's just it. Like, there's two sides to every kind of emote. There's male emotion and female emotion. So they're wanting us to have 50% female emotion? Like, what are they talking about?
No, they want us to understand things from their point of view, which doesn't happen because our brains aren't wired retardedly like theirs. So
I expect you to.
Yeah, see?
A lot of the guys that I've dated have been pretty emotionally supportive. They'd have to be to date me. I'm a wreck.
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah, she's fucking crazy.
You're crazy.
I'm a fucking mess.
No, she's like, a mess.
We know.
Though, I don't know. I've dated a lot of emotionally unstable males too. So
that's not a thing. Those we call them females trapped in men's bodies.
There it is.
Oh, okay. That would be my ex-boyfriend.
Number 3: consume culture products produced by women.
What? What does that even mean?
I'm so glad I tapped out on the last one.
I don't even know if I do that.
In whatever your interests are, friends.
Okay, fine. I'll do the butt plug once a year.
That's
on
not what we mean. That's not what we mean.
Only once a year.
What are they talking about? Female products.
In whatever your interests are, friends, cinema, astrophysics, baseball.
Okay, I'll suck on a dick once.
Bird watching.
Was that
clean? The true feminist.
Ensure that women's voices and women's culture products and are represented in what you're consuming.
I'll moan like I'm having an orgasm like you when we fuck with a dildo in my ass.
If they're not, make an effort and seek them out.
This got sexy real fast.
Number 4, give women space. Well, yeah, make me a sandwich.
Yes, so I don't have to talk to you. Perfect. Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Uh-huh. Yeah.
If by space you mean I could play Call of Duty and you're going to make a sandwich, I'll give you all the space you fucking need. Many women walk around, especially at night or while, what are they, vampires?
Yes.
Or while alone, feeling the edge and unsafe. What are you, a daywalker then? Being in close physical proximity to an unknown man.
Of those two to go yes, with all the sincerity.
Being in close physical proximity to an unknown man can
God, I'm a horrible feminist.
Can exacerbate his feelings. Recognize this is not an unreasonable fear for women to have. Given how many of us have experienced harassment or abuse. Shut up! Oh, she's so hot. She's such a sexy talker.
Yeah. Unless you're getting beaten up, you're not experiencing as much as abuse as you like to think you are.
Really not.
At least not back in the 80s.
Women are so fucking
You know why
dumb.
They call it rule of thumb?
Why? Because you put it in your butt?
How dumb are we?
Very
Oh,
dumb.
Shit, Dutch.
I was quoting Boondock Saints.
The next one. The next one.
I know the quote.
Yeah. When a woman tells you something is sexist, believe her.
Why?
Why? Just blindly? What blindly. If, blindly.
What if she's lying to me?
So basically.
What if I'm wrong?
No. To agree with a feminist woman, I have to blindly agree with them and not argue. Even if they're wrong.
Believe her, you say, don't argue with
That's
her.
That's sexist.
Let her have a rant.
That's sexist, Dutch.
So I'm going
to
guess.
So I have to believe it.
Dutch, you're sexist.
I'm going to guess that a big cunt word wrote this article.
7, educate yourself about sexual consent and make sure they're...
See you next Tuesday.
Ew!
Educate
Ew!
Yourself... Educate
Ew!
Yourself... Educate yourself about sexual consent.
Ew!
And make sure there is clear, unambiguous communication of consent in all your sexual... Yeah, that really gets my boner going.
Oh
hey, baby, you want to... You
get that.
Oh, you're consenting so hard.
If can you sign this
hold
form?
On. Can you if sign this form, ma'am? If by consenting you mean a safe word, fair enough, but that's
Please.
As far as
Listen,
consent's going.
Sign this piece of paper.
What?
We need two witnesses that you sign this consent form.
We need a priest and a rabbi.
Here, just on the dotted line, initial there...
And,
See, this
and
is
can we get a sexual notary?
Sign there. And
women who have this type of outlook are the type of ones who get really drunk and revert to their slutty self, fuck a guy, and then have regret about it the next morning, and then accuse the guy of rape. Like, that's essentially what she's saying. You know, she's like, don't take advantage of me if I'm really drunk and I'm actually acting like the whore that I am and I've always wanted to be, and it just took a few, you know, martinis to bring it out of me, but... Don't act on it. Even
I'm assuming.
I say,
I'm assuming with this bitch, it was
a stairwell.
I'm assuming with this bitch, it was a chocolate martini.
Who was sucking whose dick in the stairwell?
Be responsible for contraception.
I fucked in a stairwell.
Dutch,
nice.
Dutch, awesome. Be
You're
responsible
classy,
for contraception.
Okay, I have gotten not laid because I had condoms at the house.
Right.
I told you guys that story before. Like, the girl got mad because I had a box of condoms at the house. She's like, how many girls do you
No,
fuck?
You said it right,
right
the first time.
You said it right the
Bitch
first time. Go
mad
back.
About you having condoms.
This one did. So I'm That's sitting dumb. There with a rod, and I had the dumb foresight to say, and Foreskin. I thought that maybe she knew I love you, man. I'm like, oh, no, that's for jerking off. And she hadn't seen the movie, so she's like, what? I'm like, no, it's, and meanwhile, I'm like, still hard.
Meanwhile.
Come over. Meanwhile.
Still so jerking
I,
off.
Yeah. Oh, I sat there with my hard rod, and I was sitting there trying to explain a movie line and the reason why I had a box of condoms. Because it was like a 30 box.
Right.
I have condoms.
You got to be prepared, bro.
Why not? It's not a big deal.
I have condoms in the drawer next to my bed. So this is the one feminist.
Because, it's like you either have to have just one random... You know, up to date condom. You can't have anything more than that. Otherwise, you're a whore.
No, because
what
happens if, like, in the middle of you fucking the chick, she says, "Hey, put it in my butt." Then you got to change condoms because you don't want
to. And here's the other thing: what happens if you go to hold on?
She's just gonna wipe it on the side.
What happens if you go to AdamandEve.com, use deal 48, and you buy a humongous bag of condoms, and you're not gonna run out for a long time?
What then?
Well, then, sex.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, I don't know what that is.
That's, yeah, I would assume. Well, I don't know.
Get the HPV vaccination is the next one.
Now.
HPV?
I swear to God. Get the HPV vaccine.
Oh, you said HPP, I thought.
HPV.
Wait, is that saying it's pro-feminist or anti-feminist?
Yeah, you want to get the vaccine if you want to be pro-feminist.
98% of everybody has it, or at least sexually active people have it. So, no. No.
Dutch
is against vaccines.
I am against
number 10.
All vaccines.
You know the vaccine.
Pro-abortion and actually not pro.
Dutch. Dutch, hold on.
Joel McCarthy. You want to relax?
Dutch. You
not
know the,
pro-life.
Dutch. You,
pro
Dutch.
Pro-life. I'm
the vaccine is for cervical cancer, not for not getting pregnant, dude.
No, I know what HPV is, but 98% of everyone who's sexually active in the planet has it already. So
has received it.
Number 10.
You sound like you're saying like they all have herpes.
The next one.
Well, basically, you get genital warts every once in a while.
Have progressive name politics.
Some strands of HPV can.
So be a liberal is what you're saying.
Like,
if you and your female partner decide that institution of marriage is something you want to be involved with, be willing to both keep your existing surnames.
Why?
Why?
Why? What if you? Why do you make? See, feminists are bullshit because they bully other women into doing things that not every woman wants to fucking do. That you cunt
by
face.
The way, yeah, what this is?
You
is
bully.
Not,
you're
oh,
fucking
God,
bully.
It's not guys. Hey, do this if you want to support your feminist girlfriend. It's this is what we want to accomplish, and you guys are holding us back.
Yeah, this is just an agenda. This is an agenda. It's a feel good. Oh, everybody needs to be loved agenda, and us feminists,
if you have children, be an equal parent.
No, punch that kid in the face.
That I can agree with, yeah.
Pay attention and challenge informal instances of gender role enforcement.
What does that even mean?
For example, if you're at a family function or a dinner party, pay attention to whether it is mostly or only women who are doing food. Preparation, cleaning, childcare, while men are socializing and relaxing. If it is, change the dynamic. Why? No, hold on. I talk to women. I swear to God that they like cooking. What if you're a woman that likes it? Do you have to fucking go, no, I want it. What if you don't feel like it? Go fuck yourself. You bully. You fucking bully.
It happened to me twice this weekend when we had the whole family over and everybody's cooking, and like I get screamed every time I go over to my mom's house. I hear the phrase, "Joel, get the fuck out of the kitchen."
And me
like,
too.
I hear it every time.
I get kicked out of the kitchen sometimes, and I get it. When my sister's cooking here, she's letting me get the fuck out. I'm like, I'll leave. Fine, I'm out. So what? I'm not gonna. No, I want to be fem. No, gives a fuck.
Or men, this is another way to do it. Just to be really bad at the stuff, like load the dishwasher terrible, put all the cups on the bottom and the plates on top.
Oh,
you know,
my
like,
God, I hate that.
Just be an ass about everything and just be like, what?
Don't do that.
Be mindful terrible. Of implicit and explicit.
You do it one time, they never ask you to do it again.
Be mindful of
I learned that trick.
That's not true.
My
mom asked me.
I didn't care how my husband did the laundry or folded it. As long as it was clean, I didn't give a shit. I was like, okay, it's clean. Good.
Be minded of implicit and explicit gender power differentials in your intimate and domestic relationships with women, whether a partner or family member or roommates.
I don't even understand if those are real words.
I think she's just making stuff up right now.
I went into such a blind rage because you said words that are trigger points.
Pay attention to sex experts and key figures presenting information to you in the media.
Yeah, you're not allowed to say the word figure anymore either.
Why?
Yeah.
Fine.
That hard
pay attention.
It's a Jew. You can't say any of it.
Pay attention to the sex experts and key F words presenting information to you in the media.
Better. Much better.
I don't want to do any of this.
Go on about the F words.
Being a feminist is so hard.
There's too much work.
These feminists are so fat.
They're fat.
You hate it.
Fat.
I don't like feminism.
This is the worst.
So many.
Because this stuff, this kind of shit sets you guys back. Like, because, like, you know, the majority of men are like now at the point, like, okay, maybe.
What do you mean, you people?
Good and awesome, and maybe they're smarter than us. But then this kind of stuff makes you go, fuck them. You know what I mean? Like, it sets you guys back, to be honest.
Dude, all I want to do.
I'm not a feminist. I'm a humanist.
Is it my zoom and a boom boomery?
Yes.
Shake your rump.
All I want to do is not work, stay at home, play house, dress up,
watch
look pretty,
house,
and
you gotta
be
get pregnant
taken
immediately.
Care of. I want doors open for me. I want to be treated like I don't know how to do anything.
But you do know how to do stuff.
I know. It's friggin' annoying.
So do it and shut up.
Marie's been watching too much Mad Men. Have integrity with your male friends. Don't be a bro, it says.
No, I don't want to have integrity.
Don't be a bro.
I want to bounce up and down. I want to bounce up and down and show my boobs.
I like high fives, though.
Bro.
High five.
Bro.
Bro.
Dude, bro.
Dude, you get the best barrels ever, dude.
Okay, hold on. Don't treat your spouse like a nag. If she's nagging, you're probably lagging.
What?
What?
What if she's just a cunt?
That's equivalent of saying...
Cunt word.
I punched her in the face, and so she deserved it. Like,
right, exactly.
She did.
Exactly.
She must have not done something.
I punched her in the face because she was a pussy.
Now that's racist.
Know that acknowledging your own sexist opinions and stereotypes you hold is not enough. Do something about them. Number 25, befriend women.
No.
Oh, because...
I don't even do
befriend
that.
Befriend women.
Okay, there you go.
I don't even do that.
Find female mentors, leaders. Be a subordinate to a woman.
No.
Why do I have to? I have to be?
I have to be subordinate.
I have to be a subordinate.
This is the worst article ever, and I hate
it. This is like a feminine version of Mein Kampf.
Look,
like, this is
it really
what
is.
Are, this is what we do.
The closest I'll ever get to submissive is letting you put that dildo in my ass. That's it.
Because you actually want it.
Well, of course, but that's borderline submissive.
Yeah. You're such a feminist, Sean.
I know. It's terrible.
Stop taking dildos in your ass.
When
in a romantic relationship, be responsible for events and special dates associated with your side of the family.
No, thanks. My side of the family is terrible.
Don't police woman's appearance. Yes! No, fuck you! If you're walking outside looking like a fucking, like you live at Walmart, I'm gonna fucking say it if we're going to a place nice. Go fuck yourself. And I was doing the same. Yo, I hope you tell me if I was wearing sweatpants that had fucking a coffee stain on them. I hope you're not just okay with it, you know?
Unless we're going
to. Don't be a fucking slob.
IHOP.
I was gonna say, when was the last time a guy said, are you gonna wear that? Like, this is a girl who hasn't been with a guy in it so long because of her feminism. She just assumes that's what men do. You should wear something different.
Oh, like, are you gonna tell me to not wear my potato sack? Because I'm a woman, and if I want to wear my potato sack.
Now, hold on.
Marie, Royce, when was the last time you told Marie, are you going to wear that or police what she wears?
Yes.
When was the last time any male ever did that to a girl?
I really don't.
Just the other day, I think it was.
No, I really don't.
Are you really going to go out?
The only thing like, I say is like.
Such a liar. You're such a liar.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Prefer their girlfriends to dress less slutty?
Why?
Oh, I try more. Any girl I've ever dated.
Oh, like, those friends are called lame.
The sluttier, the better.
So yeah.
More. I want to see more camel toe.
Exactly.
Why are you wearing a shirt?
No, but D, why do they want them to dress less slutty? I don't get it.
Just put a nice bra on.
That's the way they are.
Unless they're insecure and they don't want
fucking
guys.
Men in the South. I don't know.
Just put on a nice bra. Go
I
out.
Love doing that because this is what I used to do. Like, whatever, if I check a guy. If a guy's checking my chick out or whatever. I'd be like, I would like make eye contact if she's not looking and high five him. I've actually done that on many occasions. Be like, right, nice, right, dude. You know, I've never gotten jealous about that.
I don't care.
No,
I tell guys to touch Marie's boob all the time.
There's a lot of guys out there who do. It's weird.
I do. I just tell guys to. Yeah, I don't care. Like this guy was messing around at the party. He's like, oh, touch Marie's boob. If you're gonna touch your boob, like grab it for real. Get your money's worth. Like I don't care.
And he did.
No, I did. I don't fucking care. Who cares? Who gives a shit about that?
It happens.
Like who's that insecure
friends
about themselves?
Friends let friends touch boobs.
Who cares?
That's right.
All of my friends have grabbed my boobs.
Royce touches my boob all the time.
I haven't grabbed your boobs yet.
Well, you haven't met her yet.
You've been in Colorado. You can grab my.
You should really get topless right now.
Dutch, Ustream.
Such a scumbag.
Offer to accompany female friends.
It's not for Ustream, but just be for us on Google.
Let me get through this. I want to get to break.
It's not you porn.
Offer to accompany female friends if they have to walk
home. Do it now. The camera's on me.
Offer to accompany female friends if they walk home alone at night or in public spaces where they may be likely to feel unsafe. Isn't that the opposite? Don't you want to be treated as equals?
No, squeakles.
I'm showing Royce my titties.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's kind of a back...
Inject feminism into your daily conversation with other men.
You like these titties?
Okay, I get it. What you're doing is really funny, but it's visual. Can I please read this slide?
Does she think that any man is going to read this and take this seriously?
No.
Who's the author of this one? I want a manatee woman.
No, this is Pamela Clark.
Pamela Cunt.
Pamela Clark, let me see how hot she is.
Pam.
Oh, there's no picture of her, which means she's probably attractive.
And a bull dyke.
Walk the walk about income inequality.
No.
Oh, my God. She's so cunty in the comments.
She's so boring and terrible.
35. Self-identify as a feminist. No, what if I wanted you to self-identify as a fucking male pig? Huh? Why don't you be a chauvinist?
I self-identify as an anti-feminist.
Oh my God!
I like that.
That's what feminists are. They don't realize that they are the female equivalent of a chauvinist pig. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, no, they are.
Yeah,
no, it's fucking disgusting. And by the way,
they don't understand that that's what they are.
Coming up after the break, because we're going to break here in a second. We are going to Dutch do another because the fans really like it. We're going to do another excerpt from Jack Chick comics.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, people love it, man.
Yeah,
people
Jesus
really
is right.
Love it. This one's going to talk about how dinosaurs used to live with people.
That's science.
Meanwhile, never, ever, ever.
Okay, so that's coming up. That's coming up after the break, and some other fun stories and yada yada yada. Wow, no one knows, guys. It's a
she's
fucking
so cunty in her comments.
She really is. She's a cunt face. She's what did she say? No, I have to know what she say.
I hope someone said I disagree with the contraceptive one, and they're saying like I think it should be equal. We should both pay for them. We both use them, and she's like, why should costs be equal in a society where men earn about 23% more than women on average, and that women disproportionately bear far in excess of. Oh my God! Like,
but
shut
hold on.
Up.
If that's the case, hold on. Wait a second, Marie. If that's the fucking case, then you can't pick and choose. You can't be both ways. You either want to be equals or you don't. You can't have it both ways.
Yes, you can. It's bisexual, bro.
No, that's not what I mean. I know what that is. What I mean is that
it's where you fuck guys and girls.
I know.
Yeah, it's just obnoxious. And then
I do it all the time.
The self-identify as a feminist thing. I've always said humanist because I don't want to. be so right-wing bitch. Like, some of the stuff is bullshit, half of
humanist
it.
Humanist is a term?
I guess.
Yeah, we just want human equality, not... Ew. It's not about gender or race.
So if you punch me in the face and I punch you back, that's equality,
bro,
right?
Stop being such a humanist.
You know what I call it? I don't call people by names. I just say, stop being an asshole.
Asshole.
No, I'm serious. Right? If a woman punches me in the face, I can't then cock back and punch her back in the face? Is that not equality?
You just punched me in the face.
Yeah, and I'm going to punch you again.
Is it not equality?
You can't hit a woman.
What if she hits me in the face first?
Then you still can't hit her.
And I, why?
Because women make 77% less.
That's sexist. No, that's bullshit. All of that's nonsense. If you punch me in the face, I'm going to punch you in.
You
I don't care.
Get the fuck out, man.
I don't care if you're a woman or not. I'm going to punch you in the fucking face.
Warlife Radio!
You know what, Marie? I was thinking about buying a new sex toy, and I really want to buy one, but I'm strapped for cash. What can I do?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Mitch. If you go to adamandeve.com, More Like Radio has a promo code for you where you can get 50% off your favorite sex toy.
Hold on, are you saying I can get the sexy slave kit for 50% off?
I'm saying absolutely you can get the full-on sexy slave kit. Just use promo code DEAL48 on checkout.
So if I use DEAL48 and I get my double Dutch dildo, is that all I get?
No, you don't, Mitch. Once you get your double Dutch dildo, you're going to also receive 3 adult DVDs for some inspiration with that double
Perfect,
Dutch dildo.
Perfect, because I still use a DVD player.
Excellent, I'm glad you do. But not only that, you're also going to get a free extra gift with your purchase, and also you'll receive free shipping on your entire order.
It's like Christmas in my pants.
Except you're having it this year.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Chronic burping leaves Venice Man confounded and embarrassed.
Hello, my name is Ron Johnson. I'm 58 years old. I live in Venice, Florida, and today's date is May 19th, 2014. Hadn't been able to get a job.
I wonder why.
2012.
Why should you catch her?
He wasn't Hello, able sir. To get a job since
Can
2012.
Can I help you?
What do you mean I can't work here? What's the problem?
Do you like fries with it?
I have actually registered with the state. I have a severe problem with... And I'd really love to be your janitor during the day if I can get the job.
Now, kids, the significance of the War of 1812 was that...
Welcome to Outback. Some of our specials include...
Please welcome your next comic, Ron Johnson. Hey, I just flew out here, and boy, are my...
He's hoping someone will see this video and be inspired to help John.
Yeah, somebody will be inspired to help. Somebody will watch the video and go, wait a minute, this fella can't stop burping. God bless you, sir. I'm going to donate some money. God bless you, sir. I'm going to donate some money, and we're going to... God bless you, sir. We're going to donate some money, and we're going to do our very best to get you in front of the best doctors that there are, because... God bless you, sir. We're going to put you in front of the best GI doctors that there are because there's nothing that can help a person like... Sir? Oh, God bless you out of both ends.
Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Hey, you feel classy on Monday nights?
Welcome to the slit party.
Yes!
Listen to Marianne.
Oh my god, I would take the shits over throwing up anytime.
And Kitty.
Yeah, and you know what I like doing is sucking the cream out.
Wait, what the hell is this show about?
That's a bad vagina.
And I'm supposed to listen to this train wreck. Why?
Their show is so funny. Oh my god.
Well, if you say so, Kitty. So, when am I supposed to tune in?
How about like a Monday night at 9?
Okay, sounds good. Anything else I should know?
Better out through the mouth than the butt, right?
I think I'd rather have it out through the butt.
They don't pay me enough to do this goddamn shit.
Daytime Divas, Monday, 9 to 11 Eastern, only on More Like Radio.
Penis, 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 penis. Ba-ba-ba-ba-penis.
Access Podcasts. Access Funny Podcasts. Access Hilarious Podcasts.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids Podcast. Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Birdie birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey man.
Spain. Singapore.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
The newest episodes of Talk Radio Meltdown air first on More Like Radio. Listen to new episodes every Friday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern at morelikeradio.com. More Like Radio has a lot of great shows, including ours. Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. Listen in at morelikeradio.com.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio. Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus, a side project of Talk Radio Meltdown.
Morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty. Morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Where are you going?
I'm going to tell Stadies.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. Get back over here. First thing we're going to do is we're going to acknowledge that this guy's awesome.
What?
I mean, he shoots the Otonin, fakes his own death in a spectacular fashion, pushes a guy out of an airplane while he's flying it, parachutes into Harlan County with enough coke and cash to jumpstart the economy of a small country, and then he has the balls to get a job in law enforcement not once, but two times. He spends a couple of days riding around with you while you're looking for him. And now he's run off with a hooker that's half his age. That's some badass shit.
It's pretty badass.
Yes, it is. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You gonna let those guys be the ones? Or are we gonna be the ones to take that badass? You're right.
We're all right.
Yeah, let's go find a whore.
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show, second hour, morelikeradio.com/live. If you want to get in the chat room, hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter, or if you are in your vehicle and or going to be in your vehicle, all you have to do is go to the Google Play Store or the iPhone, whatever their store is, App Store, and download TuneIn Radio, search for More Like Radio, and you can listen to us live. Or unless you listen via podcast, which shame on you because the live show is way more fun. But we appreciate you listening anyway.
Can I just say real quick how much I love Art? Art is fantastic.
Yeah, we're big fans of Justified. If you're not watching it, watch it. I know it's downtime for TV, so now's a good time to catch up on shows. Watch Justified if you're not doing it. It's very good.
It's
very
worth
underrated.
It.
It's a very good show.
Great
on
show.
On FX. Anyway, we have... once again, I want to thank Dutch because Dutch initially brought this to the show. Jack Chick Comics.
Whoa. Don't be nice to Dutch.
And, well, what they are is, for those who don't know or who's new to the show, they are Christian comics. which leads you on the path
the worst
of righteousness.
Name.
Yes.
Jack Chick is the worst name for Christian.
Now, I know
comics.
I said before break, I said dinosaurs,
like
and
a
I missed.
Sexual act.
We do have a dinosaur, and I'm going to do that next week. For this week, I actually wanted to do one about HIV.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, it is.
I love HIV.
This one is actually called That Crazy Guy. Okay?
I went out of my
Welcome
way to get
me.
It.
I have AIDS.
Okay.
Whoa!
Well, you know,
dark.
I'm
Dutch.
Posting it in the chat for people that want to follow along. If you're listening.
Everyone has AIDS. AIDS.
All right.
People should get
and
that checked out.
And for people that want to follow along via podcast, just do a Google search for Jack Chick, That Crazy Guy. The comic should pop up, the first one. Well, let me explain what's going on here. We have what looks like a cowboy, a very Burt Reynolds-esque cowboy.
Hot.
I'll be the cowboy. I'll call that one. Marie, who did you want to be?
I wanted to be the older brunette lady if Deke can be the younger blonde lady.
Okay, Deke, you'll be the younger blonde lady if you don't mind. Dutch, as always, will be...
Narrator.
Will be the narrator, as usual. Let's see if there's anything that we're missing here, because I want something for Sean.
I could be...
Okay, Sean, when you go down, you see the doctor? You're the doctor.
Oh,
got it?
Even better.
You're the doctor. Got it?
Right.
Okay, Sean's a doctor, and I think that's all we need, and I'll read the Bible verses.
Where's Cakes? He usually...
Cakes is not here today. Cakes had to work.
He died.
Yeah, he died.
It's unfortunate.
He went to that same spot where he murdered that guy, allegedly.
R.I.P. John. Everybody send him your well wishes, and as his spirit crosses over to the netherworld.
No. You have to give him 2 silver coins so you could pay.
I did.
On the river. Okay.
I did. Right, I had them surgically implanted next to his testicles so he'd never lose them.
Fair enough.
Jack
that explains the infections.
Jack Chick comic, That Crazy Guy, Royce Bieber Reynolds.
He's always wanted
D,
to be Burt
you ready
Reynolds.
With the blonde girl?
D, are you there? D, I don't hear you.
She, her mouth
unmute your mic, stupid.
Yeah.
You dumb idiot.
So
I've
dumb.
Been talking the whole time.
So
she's
dumb.
Such a professional.
I always forget.
Yeah,
always
no shit.
Forget.
I was
no
looking
shit.
At
always forget.
She,
talk, always forget.
My mic is fat.
Talk
oh
about
my
a,
God.
Talk about another reverse
it's not
feminist.
Do this girl's voice.
All right. This guy looks okay. Cowboyish. Let me see him again. Character.
Okay.
Such a diva.
2 weeks ago from tonight, I'll pick you up at 7:30. Okay, Susie?
Sure, Craig.
I'll show you how to be a real party animal.
I never dreamed he'd ask me. I can't believe it. Wow, he's so beautiful. I don't want to mess up this date. I'll see if I can get some tips from Miss Damien. I hope she's home. This is new to me, Miss Damien. Can you help me?
Listen, kid. As long as you practice safe sex, you can get away with anything.
Why is drunk Greta Van Susteren here?
Miss Damien likes her alcohol. Shush your mouth, Sean.
All right. I'm not judging.
You go on the pill. I'll give you some. Your date's in 2 weeks. That's long enough. I'll throw in a few condoms, too.
It's so good to have somebody I can trust. This may sound stupid, but could VD be a problem?
Are you kidding? VD is nothing anymore. You get a shot of penicillin, it's gone.
She's so accurate.
Sorry.
No, don't worry about that. That's just okay. Everyone knows what VD
is. Are we reading
is.
The ones below? Or
yeah,
well,
I
that
thought-
just explain venereal disease. The word.
Is the word venereal comes from Venus, the love goddess. See Angel of Light, page 15, by Chick Productions.
What? That's not even right. Go ahead.
This what? Is the new age. Science is everything under
Welcome
control.
Welcome to the new age.
Don't worry, pussycat. If it feels good, do it.
Craig's so cute and really crazy.
I envy you. Go for it, kid. What could possibly go wrong?
Dutch, the time?
Oh, Saturday. Hold on, let me get my music. Saturday, 2 a.m.
Well, ain't I the greatest, Betty?
My name's Susie, you jerk.
By the way, license plate says lover.
Do it in the dirt.
Do it in the dirt.
Is that how people talk?
Yep. Go ahead, Susie, your inner monologue.
He was gross. I never want to see him again. Oh, man, I wonder if I'm pregnant.
Dutch,
12 days later.
I'm not pregnant. Well, I feel great. I'm safe.
Not quite, Susie. Craig gave you two little surprises you didn't count on. Oh, the first one shows up. 20 days at the sexual contact.
Why am I burning down there? Oh, that looks awful. What did that creep give me? Miss Damien, I gotta talk to you, please.
I'm busy, kid. Well, okay, come on in. If it won't take too long.
I think I caught something from Craig.
Did you pick up a dose of the clap?
Let's clap.
It's gonorrhea, stupid. Don't you know anything? Get out! I don't want what you've got.
But what'll I do?
If you're dull enough to catch it, this is your problem. God knows I tried to warn you.
Yeah, but you didn't.
Ugh. I've got to spray that chair you sit on.
Oh, this is another little girl. I'll read the again. Oh, Sean, this other little girl, you want to read it?
Yeah, you want to let me.
This is actually the grown-up girl from the last comic. So
right.
Go ahead.
So can you let me do the little girl?
Yeah, you can do the little girl.
Really thank you.
Sean, show us how to do a little girl.
I'm going
to
show you how to do a little girl right now.
Do a little girl right now.
I'm doing her
right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Susie, you look terrible. Got a problem?
Sean, I don't
think. No, that's the one from the last one that grew up.
Sean, I don't think you're doing a little girl right.
He is.
No, I
do. He's doing it really good.
Go ahead.
I'm scared to death. My mom and dad are going to kill me.
Can you tell me about it?
10 minutes later.
Susie, go see my grandfather. He'll do everything he can to help you. I'll tell him you're coming.
Later.
Sean, you're also the doctor.
Susan, I ran the test and I've got some bad news.
It's gonorrhea, right, doctor?
Yes, plus something far worse. Susan, you are HIV positive.
Jesus!
Fucking Christ!
AIDS? Impossible! Craig wore a condom.
No, you dumb cunt. It's not AIDS. It's HIV, what I said.
I'm sorry, Susan. You're dying and there's no cure. Susan, there's a horrible lie being pushed today. Experts are claiming that you can have safe sex if you use a condom.
Yes.
But the truth is,
the
AIDS virus is so small, it can pass right through a doctor's surgical gloves.
No!
My hands have AIDS all the time.
No!
My AIDS hands!
Their source for reference was Focus on the Family newsletter.
1992. I'm sure that's chock full of up to date information that is medically backed by the doctor.
That's not true.
No, it's not.
Can I? Real quick, before we keep going,
you can't.
So, Focus on the Family is located here in the Springs, and you know how.
Can you firebomb them, please?
Don't allegedly. No one do that. No,
for me. Can you do it for me?
Joking. These are jokes.
Did you pack a bazooka?
No, they're jokes. Relax, Boyd. Go
Focus
ahead.
On the Family. They have their own like nationally syndicated radio network that's all over the country. And every
I bet
day,
it's good.
I'm not joking. This is a annual thing that they have done ever since it happened. But they replay the interview with my mom on their radio network because it was the interview with my mom because she had so many kids and yada yada. And Jesus loves everything and whatever.
Oh, God.
Okay. But yeah, that's not a joke.
Dr. Sean.
Researchers have found holes in surgical gloves big enough to allow 10 AIDS viruses.
10 AIDS?
10 AIDS.
Oh, my God, 10 whole AIDS.
Allow 10 AIDS viruses to pass through them side by side.
That's a lot of AIDS, guys.
And most condoms are made of the same latex rubber.
They're not.
At a recent meeting of 800 sexologists, which is not something that you get a degree for. That's not something you can get a degree for. It's not.
Hey.
Where am I going to?
Not a single one said they would trust a condom.
A sexologist sounds like a shirt they would sell in Key West, like a novelty shirt.
Yeah.
Hey, ask me.
Yeah, next to their surf naked and Cocoa Beach bro shirt.
Exactly.
800 sexologists wouldn't trust a condom.
800 sexologists
not
agree.
A single one said they would trust
FBI
a condom.
Female body inspector.
To protect them if they had sex with a known HIV infected person. What does that tell you, Susan?
That's horrible. High schools are passing out condoms like candy.
Yes, Susan, and I believe millions of young people like you will die because of this.
Unless she was using a fucking airhead as a condom, that shouldn't have happened.
It was the rapper.
It was also unfair.
Okay. Go ahead, Susie.
It's also unfair. Why did God do this to me?
Don't blame God. He tried to stop you from getting these diseases.
What?
God set up strict rules.
Did he make them to kill the gays?
I don't think Susie said that.
That's dark, Susie, but I like your gumption. God set up strict rules in the Bible. If we had obeyed them, VD and AIDS would be no problem today.
I've never even heard these rules.
That's because most people don't want to hear what God says about sex,
Susan. Pause for a second. If she had followed the Bible and married this man before she had sex and then had sex with him after marriage, she still would have gotten the AIDS.
Okay, that's not true because God would have cured him when he got married because that's how it works.
Right. Oh, continue.
God said there should be absolutely no sex outside of marriage. See Exodus 24:14.
Is he saying that HIV, like Marie said, HIV dies as soon as you get married?
In the Old Testament.
As soon as you get married.
Yes.
It eradicates.
I'm a doctor.
Stop questioning the Bible, Royce.
But hold on. Are you a licensed sexologist?
Stop questioning Bible, Dr. Sean.
That's not something you need to get a degree in. That's just not a real thing.
Are you one, though?
No.
But
no.
Sean,
sure.
But Sean,
for this argument, I'm
Sean,
a sexologist.
You have to be a sexologist in the Old Testament and in the New Testament.
Okay. But in real life, I'm a kind of a doctor. I did all the schooling, but I didn't actually do any of the schooling.
Ah, so you're not a doctor.
So, I have a certificate.
No,
you're
certified asshole.
But I can only practice in Pennsylvania and in New Mexico.
Bible Dr. Sean, I want to know more about how I avoid AIDS.
In the Old Testament, God ordered the death of anyone caught in the act of adultery. This was to protect their family from venereal diseases.
That is exactly what
see
that was
video,
for.
No second chance available from sick publications.
No, don't do that.
No.
Susan, God created within your body an incredible force that protects you from disease. It's
and
called
the
Jesus.
Last week, which I promptly got out by kicking you down the stairs.
It's called the immune system. Whenever
900 sexologist degree.
Whenever deadly germs invade your body, the immune system goes into action and kills the invaders.
That's the first time.
No, her response.
Wow. That's heavy.
Relax, Marty McSusie.
But now AIDS has hit our land.
Our land?
Yes, the whole land.
All the
land? All the land is covered in AIDS. AIDS
destroys the immune system, allowing deadly germs to spread throughout your body, eventually causing your death.
By this argument, that means that anytime you get sick.
But what if you used to play for the Lakers, Dr. Sean?
Well, then you'd have a lot of money, and you could eject it directly into your bloodstream, and that cures your AIDS.
Fair enough. The most triple-doubles of all time.
Nailed
exactly.
It.
Yeah, threesomes. We know.
Yeah, DPs.
That's
and
how
I have
you
a talk
get
show
AIDS.
For a little bit.
Yep. What?
Well, that's right.
He did a talk show. He now he's a talk show.
Now he's like a real estate
mogul. All right, let's get back to it. Whose turn is it? Susie.
So now that I've got AIDS, all I've got to look forward to is death, right?
Wrong, Susan. You'll soon face something far worse than AIDS.
That guy that you fucked.
You will face your greatest test.
Jesus.
You will face your greatest test as
sorry,
you
I just bit my tongue.
As you breathe your last breath. There's a lot of s in there.
You're a poet and you didn't even know it, Dr. Sean.
What a fuck?
What happens then?
If you were a true Christian, Susan, God's angels would be at your bedside to take you to heaven. Unfortunately, most people die in their sins, and their screaming souls are taken and thrown into that dark, horrible, unspeakable place I like to call your vagina.
Detroit. Oh,
I feel like this doctor. I feel like this doctor's crossing a line.
He is.
The truth is, Susan, your school doesn't care about you or your soul. Only one person really loves you, and that's your uncle, the guy that diddled your butthole when you were 8.
That's not. I don't think that's Dr. Sean, you're getting inappropriate.
And he didn't want you to die for your sins, so he died for you.
So you're saying Jesus had AIDS?
To keep you from going to hell. Jesus.
Jesus.
Little known fact.
God's blood. To wash away our
no,
sins.
No, shut up.
Oh my God, I've been eating the Bible.
I read
Christ.
The Bible verses.
He does.
For God's to love the world.
I haven't barely.
Shut up.
Aww,
for God to love the world.
And you're doing great.
For God to love the world, parentheses, that's you.
Me?
He gave his only begotten son, parentheses, Jesus.
Jesus.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, parentheses, in hell, but have everlasting life in heaven.
Parentheses.
3:16.
You know what? Just say it.
No.
Right. Why do you have to put in parentheses?
I don't know why there's so many goddamn parentheses in this verse.
Whoa.
3 days later, he arose from the dead. His sacrifice was God's loving gift for you. I believe that's, yeah. If you believe this and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior,
all over your face and back.
That's not what he said.
At your death.
Come on, doctor.
Swallow his love.
God's angels will take you into heaven.
You will swallow his love and like it.
Susan, the Lord Jesus wants you just as you are. A filthy, filthy whore.
I don't... it's not...
He loves you and wants to be your savior and best friend. Ask him into your heart right now.
I will. Please come into me, Lord Jesus.
Whoa!
Come into me.
What?
Wow. Thank you for saving me. I'm looking forward to being with you in heaven real soon.
You're looking forward to dying.
Come on, helping this, or sorry, helping on teens. Don't sorry, the bridge is very small. See, Stairway to Hell.
That sounds like a Weird Al.
Successful for teenagers and not ripping off Led Zeppelin.
Stairway to Hell sounds like a Weird Al parody of Stairway to Heaven. Like,
by Rick Jones. Both are available from Chick Publications.
Oh, wow. So
she took being told she's going to die really well.
What did we learn? I want to know what we learned about this. Because
Jesus cures AIDS.
Cowboys all have HIV.
Really? That's what you learned.
Had ahead of time, as long as you get married first, it gets rid of it.
Burt Reynolds has AIDS. That's what
I got. Don't use Latex gloves as condoms.
No, don't do that, because they can fit 10 AIDS, bro. Yeah,
apparently, 10 AIDS can get through.
10 whole AIDS.
Old ladies know way too much about VD.
They do. They really do.
They probably invented it.
No, well, I guess.
She's sitting there with a can of Lysol sprained her chin.
I know. What a fucking cunt.
Well, you got to get rid of the VD somewhere.
I love that Marie played her drunk. That was great.
She looked really drunk.
I think so
drunk right now. I don't know
why. Her problem was she was using a latex glove instead of a condom, and that's going to fuck you up every time.
Well, I mean, it's essentially the same thing, right?
No.
You can fit 10 AIDS through it.
You can also fit...
10 whole AIDS?
10 whole AIDS,
that's
bro.
That's like 2 AIDS through every finger hole.
But you can also fit 5 dicks into a latex condom.
You can.
When you're...
I'm actually counting. I think it's like 18. AIDS there.
When you're fucking a guy, when you're fucking five guys, and each penis is inside a finger hole of a latex glove, that's called turkeying.
I thought that was a good time.
No, it's called turkeying. It's very sexy.
Also Saturday night.
Yeah, gobble gobble.
Someone Google to see if someone's put 5 different dicks into a latex
it's
glove.
It's gotta be done.
It's happening right now. 5 dicks.
D is currently putting 5 dicks into a latex glove.
Thank you.
You're a gentle way got me. That was
funny. He's still over there hurt.
Yep.
All right. What do you guys want to hear next?
Penis stories.
People getting hospitalized for doing a Ouija board game or boss sacked for giving a worker a piggyback ride.
Let's do the Ouija board thing because that.
It's been in the news.
I was told growing up in a Christian household that read chick comics. That don't even be in the same room with those things because they are possessed by the devil.
They are. Everything made by Hasbro is possessed by the devil.
El Diablo! El Diablo!
No, that's not true, Dutch. Actually, that's just stupidity.
Wait, Dutch, hold on. But what if, like, what if, like, my family, I had 17 Catholic candles of different saints lit around it? Then would that protect the spirits?
I don't know. I've been using...
We weren't Catholic. We thought you guys were not...
Devil worshippers.
Well... Okay, it's true. But that's only because we worship the devil.
Royce,
yes.
I've been using a squeegee board for years, and it's never told me anything.
No, squeegee board is not, it's not the
totally
same.
Different.
I don't think she's getting what we're...
I think when people are like trained to be professional window
washers.
I mean,
my windows are clean,
so,
but
wait.
I haven't been talked to by spirits.
Well, you're not doing it right.
You're not doing it right.
I'm not, apparently.
3 American friends hospitalized after becoming possessed.
You're doing it wrong!
Jesus.
Following Ouija board game in Mexican village.
Well, that's the problem. You're doing it in the Mexican village. You probably fucking caught a virus.
That's probably what
staff
it is.
Staff infection.
Yeah.
I couldn't find dicks in a latex glove, but I did find a dick chandelier.
I like that.
So
classy.
Close enough. 3 American friends have been taken to hospital after reportedly becoming possessed by evil spirits while playing with a Ouija board.
Sweet.
Alexandra Huerta, age 22, was playing the game.
Wait, who?
Alexandra Huerta.
Okay.
Was playing the game.
Wait, what's it called again? I'm sorry, I missed it.
Alexandra Huerta.
Got it.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Was playing a game with her brother Sergio, 23, and 18-year-old cousin Fernando Cuevas
there you go.
At a house in the village of San Juan.
San Juan.
Please stop reading it like this.
No, do it. You're doing
it. Reading it like a reporter.
In Southwest Mexico.
I wish Ann Coulter, was reading this.
But minutos into
it. I wish Greta Van Susteren was reading this.
That's what I meant, Greta Van Susteren.
One of those dykes.
They're all the same. Everyone on TV is the same person.
No. Greta is definitely way different than
into America. It, she apparently started growling and thrashing around like a trance-like state. Meanwhile, Sergio and Fernando also reportedly started showing signs of possession, including feelings of blindness, deafness, and hallucinations.
And that side of your face that isn't working.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're familiar with that.
Yeah, half of her is possessed.
Paramedics were called to the house and took the trio to the hospital, according to Alexandra's parents. They restrained Alexandra to prevent her from hurting herself before treating the three with painkillers, anti-stress medication, and eye drops, which seemingly worked.
I don't know why, but I love it.
Victor Demsa, age 46, the director of public safety in the nearby town of Tespatlan, said the medical rescue of these three young people was very complicated.
Because no, it wasn't. It's not real.
It's complicated because it was fake.
No. Hey, you're editorializing there. You can't do that.
You're right. I should just play this video.
Go ahead. I want to hear him moaning.
Oh.
No, it's not you.
Oh.
The video.
I was
fucking weirdo.
Is it?
Maria, I don't hear it.
Is there? There it goes. Whoa.
That's him possessed, guys.
Wow.
Obnoxious. I'm erect.
Hispanics really do believe that mumbo jumbo, don't they?
It sounds like when Cousin Joe took salvia.
Alejandra, ¿cómo está tu hermana?
Alejandra, ¿qué pasó?
What's he saying there?
Oh, something in Spanish?
I don't know.
Who speaks Spanish? Please translate.
I can't hear.
It's really hard to hear their language.
No, I wanted you to say.
I heard Alejandro.
Press play. I'll try to translate.
That's right, like
I'll
Alex.
Go back
I'll try to translate.
I'll go back
Alexander.
I'll try. Go ahead.
Alejandro. Hermana?
Pause. Keep playing this up. We're trying to sue Hasbro.
No, that's not what he said.
I'm just saying. No, I'm.
For them to even say that aloud is just.
I don't know. I guess I thought we wouldn't understand it. Go ahead. Seriously, please. I want to add more gaudy mirrors to my house if we win this lawsuit.
No, he just
said two words.
All he said was listen to me.
Spanish was that deep of a language.
That's all he said was listen to me.
No, he said, hey, Lopez, I think I know what's happening.
It's waters
over waters.
Yeah, hit play. Hit play. Okay, pause. What he said was, seriously, I want to work on my El Camino in a better gated neighborhood if we win this.
Dude, that's...
That's what they said!
A lot of words crammed into... They're like,
weird.
You know, it's like when you see
it's slang.
Japanese letters.
The Dutch, what it is no, Dutch.
Like it loses in the translation.
It's slang. It's implied. A lot of things are implied. Oh. A lot of things are implied.
Okay. Yeah.
Also, right. you're forgetting the hand motions.
Okay, press play. Okay, I got this. Pause. Seriously, because if we make this money, then we don't have to work and we could stand all day at gas stations, even though we're really short, and stare at women for a really long time to make them feel uncomfortable until they get in their car and then they get home and they go, wow, that Mexican guy really stared at me for a long time.
That's a strange thing to say when a kid's sitting there moaning on the floor.
I have no clue, dude. It's
not
weird.
Only is it strange, but a lot of people speak Spanish and you'd think he'd like whisper that or something.
I don't know why he said that. Go ahead, press play.
Alejandra, no te has cansado. ¿De qué te ríes?
He said, hey, seriously, stop laughing. They're going to tell that we're messing around and we really, really need this. I'm tired of getting up at 4 a.m. to go to my lawn care job.
I must have heard something completely different.
You did. I'm just direct translation to your guys.
I think you know Spanish as well as you do there, Sean.
Yeah, so Sean.
I'm
going
to divert to Royce on this one.
Man, I don't know.
Come on, I know what I'm saying.
All right.
So, guys, real, was he possessed? We all say yes, right?
No.
Well, the people said that they spoke of feeling numbness, double vision. Where's Mitch?
Oh! I lost that button a while ago.
Damn you. blindness, deafness, hallucinations,
hysterical pregnancy,
muscle spasms, and difficulty swallowing.
Whoa!
All the side effects of, like,
never had that.
Never mind, I have it.
There you go. He also added whether the trio were really possessed or had simply convinced themselves that they were was not for doctors to comment on.
I think it's called lying.
Right.
The term they're using for is lying.
Or the kid has like actual like rabies. All three of
them? All three of them?
I had this friend who something similar kind of happened to. Like we were at a slumber party and I brought a Ouija board or she had a Ouija board. I don't remember. And we like used it. And I never, like, whatever, it was dumb.
It was a vibrator, sweetheart.
She, like, lost her shit afterwards and really thought she was possessed by the devil. And, like, she was telling me about how she had powers and shit and could move things
with
her mind.
Now, Dean, were you guys also doing drugs?
Like acid?
Maybe acid. High school, and there was this, like, long flag banner thing hanging down. And she's like, watch, I'm going to move it with my mind. And then, like, the wind blew it. She's like, see? And I'm like, no. But yeah,
sure. She wasn't on acid.
Was she on drugs?
Acid sounds good.
Was she the devil?
How old were you guys at the time?
Four.
Was she red and had
15,
a
15? I guess.
Did she have a tail and horns?
It's like ninth grade.
Here's the thing: is that like
she's kind of hairy.
Now you guys have AIDS, according to Chick Comics. I think that's what happens.
What's the thing?
Crap.
Dutch.
With especially with Christians and like they're so
sister Christians.
If you actually
stupid.
Look,
they're stupid.
You actually look at, like, they can work themselves into, I mean, have you ever been to any of those, like, type of churches that,
I've been to all of them.
Where they speak in tongues?
Like, speak tongues? Like, dude, they will work themselves into, like, a frenzy almost with a lot of these type of, there we go. Like, where they actually feel like they're feeling, like, the human mind's a weird thing where you can convince yourself of something. So I'm sure your friend, D, was sitting there going, oh my God, I'm possessed, oh my God, I actually.
Yeah, she just lost her shit. She was Catholic.
The type Catholics of person that you...
They're so... Like, I've noticed that Catholics more that are super religious tend to get really upset over, like...
They're superstitious.
The exorcist movies and shit like that. Oh, more so than...
Well, that's because they're ridiculous. Their religion is tied into more of the pagan aspect of what was going on in Europe, because when they converted everybody, they said either believe this or die.
They have a saint for everything.
So they had to... Well, because they had to incorporate those spiritual... events that these people, the pagan people, were having. They had to
I'm
going
to pray to the patron saint of lost coin purses. Like, they have a saint for things that you don't need a saint for.
Catholics are the worst. They're completely superstitious when it comes to
The patron saint of lost socks.
There's no such thing.
There is.
They didn't have socks in the 1400s.
Patron saint.
Who made socks?
Saint Fernando.
Haynes? Yep. Did Haynes make socks
Saint
in the 1400s?
Saint Haynes.
That's I don't.
Saint Fruit of the Loom?
Last, like, ordained patron saint.
Saint BVD.
Wasn't it Mother Teresa? Was she the last one that became a saint?
More like Mother Country.
No, like, the saint of this. You know what I mean? Like, because I know what you're talking about. Like,
yeah.
The patron
is there a
saint
list?
Of,
okay.
Of good luck while swimming. Wait. Like, they have the,
Saint.
Well, that's the thing, is that these the type of people that you find in these
by
churches.
By patron. Saint List by patron. Okay, I found it. American Catholic. Okay. accountants. The patron saint of accountants is Saint Matthew.
Oh.
Why? Yeah. The patron saint of actors is Saint Genesis.
But I have a brother named Matt, and he's terrible with money.
Genesis?
Yeah.
So, okay. I can't do it.
Saint Genesis?
I would have gone with Susu Studio. Addicts.
Wasn't that not Genesis?
It's the Collins is Genesis. Collins?
Drug addicts?
Sorry.
Or the
or
thing of
addicts
the
above the house.
A drug.
Yeah.
Drug addicts. Okay.
Saint Maximilian Mary Koble.
Smack-a-million?
The patron saint of advertising is Saint Bernardine of Siena.
Who?
There's three.
Advertising?
There's three patron saints of
Why
African Americans.
Why is there a saint of advertising?
There is three patron saints of African Americans. I swear to God.
Oh, God.
Saint Peter Claver. Saint Martin de Porres, Saint Benedict the African.
Saint
Okay, time
Obama.
Out. Don't you have to like perform miracle for these people to become a saint?
Yeah.
The patron saint of AIDS patients is Saint Peregrine Lazarus.
Otherwise known as Freddie Mercury.
Oh wait, Lazarus is oil. That's what that movie was based on, right?
Air travelers.
AIDS.
The patron of air travelers, Saint Joseph de Cupertino.
Or otherwise sure known as that Abul Freddie Akbar. Mercury is gay Jesus, actually.
He is, remember gay Jesus?
He was so hot.
The patron saint of alcoholics is Saint Monica Vernabene Matz-Tobot.
Would that fit under the saint of addicts?
That's way too long for alcoholics to pronounce.
Let's just call
it. Hold on. Is that the saint supposed to help us?
Why don't you call it Saint Van Wingerden?
Hey.
Altar servers, St. John Birchmont.
Who?
I don't know.
Altar servers?
That sounds like an English guy.
The patron saint of the Americas is St. Rosa Flema, Our Lady of Guadalupe.
I didn't vote on that.
I didn't either. This is a democracy. This is a cheerocracy.
Can real quick, can somebody answer that, though? Like, is that what the Pope does all day, is assign what the saints do?
I guess. That and molest boys, yes. Allegedly.
The patron saint of animals is St. Francis of Assisi.
Yes, I knew that.
The patron saint of astronauts is St. Joseph of Cupertino. There's a patron saint of astronauts?
Yes, because, you know, astronauts were around in the 1300s.
That's not true.
Hey, caller, who's this?
Hi, caller.
Hi, is the couch still available?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. What enough with you?
Excellent. Take it and burn it for me, please.
Okay, you got
hey,
it.
Hey, John.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, John. Cakes. Who's your favorite patron saint?
Yeah.
Who's my favorite who?
Patron saint.
New Orleans saint. Who is your favorite New Orleans saint?
St. Drew Brees.
We're reading through a list of the patron saints of random things.
Jeremy Shockey. I'll take it.
St. Christopher.
Okay.
What does St. Christopher do, Royce?
I don't know. Let me find it.
We'll just find any Chris. Probably there's a lot of them on that list.
Patron saint of assholes. Is
now,
that
is
a thing?
Between like a saint and a patron saint?
I wouldn't assume against it.
Come on, Royce, you're the Catholic of the group.
There's no. I'm not a Catholic. My grandparents were. I was never Catholic. I went to the same stupid school you went to.
You went to Catholic school.
I was a Protestant. No. We were Baptist.
Yeah, they protest things, those Protestants. Yeah, that's what they do.
There's a patron saint of beekeepers, St. Ambrose.
I like it. Dean Ambrose?
No.
The Titty Master? The Titty Master is a patron saint of beekeepers?
Guys, in case you're playing Skyrim, there's this patron saint of blacksmith, St. Dunstan.
Oh, sweet.
The everywhere. Patron saint of breast disease is Saint Agatha.
Why would you have a
what's well, against it? Against it, I believe. There's a patron saint of brewers, Saint Luke, Saint Nicholas, and Saint Augustine of Hippo.
Saint Eticus?
Oh, that's our guy, Augustine of Hippo.
Nailed them. That's us. That's patron saint of Hippo juice. Patron saint of broadcasters is Saint Gabriel.
But when did they broadcast in the 1100s?
The patron saint
of name is Royce, not Gabriel.
Yeah, the patron saint of cab drivers is Saint Frierce.
Okay, do people? Okay, so what's the point of having these things? Are you supposed to pray to them, Royce?
I don't know. Light a candle.
You
light a candle to like that saint.
Yeah, you say a prayer, and then you light the candle for that saint, and then the saint is supposed to take your prayer to God, who will choose whether or not you're a big dumbass and asking for some shit you don't need.
There is a patron saint of comedians, Saint Vitus.
Okay.
Patron saint of computers.
I'm making this stuff up.
There's a patron saint of computers, St. Isidore of Seville. For those just tuning in, I'm reading for the AmericanCatholic.org. That's the official list of patron saints.
The computers were created in the 900s.
Their patron saint of court clerks is St. Thomas More.
By a Roman inventor.
The patron saint of dentists is St. Apollonino. The patron saint of the disabled is St. Giles. Troopers. We've just received new orders.
Don't do it.
And God came to me and said, I'm going to eat inches.
Okay. The patron saint of earaches is Saint Polycarp.
Why?
Okay, we get it. There's a lot of patron saints, but I just want to know how the whole thing works, though.
The patron saint of farmers.
I just explained it to him.
A saint is one who has been recognized for having an exceptional
degree of recognize.
A degree
is there a patron saint for sad clowns?
No.
Yes.
Two.
Holy crap.
I hope there's a patron saint for getting rid of your snakes, because a woman in the Heights whose snakes were seized. Well, let's just play the video. Okay. How about that? Or at least the radio audio, whatever.
Try it.
Why don't you shut up, bro? And don't tell me what to do. The video's loading, dude.
Make my day, bro.
I'm going to patron saint of kicking your ass.
All over my face and back, bro.
I'm a patron saint of fucking your face, bro.
I hope so. I hope so. I hope you fuck my face so hard.
I don't want to.
Royce be the patron saint of the Swole Nation.
Yeah, I'm patron saint of fucking these guns, bro.
I don't think that's a real.
Yeah, bro, Saint Swole, bro. Put it on the board. Hashtag Saint Swole.
I'm not
on the
getting up.
Right now. Whatever. The video's taking forever to load. A soft-spoken woman standing behind a justice of the peace in downtown Houston Tuesday proclaimed her love for a bunch of very large and dangerous snakes. Brittany Bernuna's voice cracked as she talked about 15 pythons, and a boa constrictor seized last week from her modest home in Heights of in the Heights. Animals she came to court to formally relinquish to the SPCA's care. I do love animals enough to let them go in hopes that they have a bigger enclosures and be happier.
And then eventually they'll come back.
I don't think that's true. Dutch, that's
no,
not,
that's not what you want when you let a snake go.
If you like an animal, you're going to let it go. And if it really loves you back, it'll come back, right?
And eat you in your sleep.
I don't think that's how it works, Dutch.
I think that if the snakes come back, then they love her.
Right.
No, that's...
I hope they do come back.
Maybe I don't know.
Did you let some snakes go?
I've been with them for 15 years. They've been all I've known for a while, and they mean everything to me.
Ew. Ooh, that sounds creepy.
Get it out, lady.
This has been really difficult for me, she said, but I'm trusting whatever. She also described one of the seized animals as a special needs snake.
A slut. What, does it, like, slither sideways or
special
something?
Special
like,
needs.
I'm a snake.
I'm a snake. I'm a
slippery little snake.
Snake.
I'm a slither snake.
I think I have audio of her now. Hold on.
What
here it is.
What is a spec?
Dutch, like, here it is. Just pay attention.
Snake. I'm a snake. I'm a snake. I'm a snake.
That's...
I'm a slithery little sneaky snake.
Are you sure that's...
I'm so slithery and sneaky because I'm a snake. Slithering in your garden, catching me a mouse. Snake.
Wow, she's really like snakes.
I don't think that was a...
Yeah, there's more you want. Oh, I'll play a little more if you want. No problem.
I'm a snake.
Jesus.
Look into my eyes, Jungle Book.
I mean...
Look into my mogri. Look in my eyes. I'm a slithery hypnotist snake.
All right.
What this has to do with hers?
I don't know why she keeps. I don't know why she
special needs snake talking.
I'm sold.
Oh,
maybe I can find audio of the actual.
And for the first time, we're hearing from the woman who was breeding large snakes in her home. She had so many she couldn't properly care for them. She spoke at a hearing today over what should be done with those snakes, and Doug Miller was there.
Because we hate Doug Miller and we pick on him, so we send him to these stupid fucking stories.
Yeah. Well, look at his name, Doug Miller.
Poor Doug Miller, bro. Bro, hey, Doug Miller, I feel for you, dude. I know you got the shit. Doug. Sorry, Doug. I'm really sorry, Doug.
That woman walking in the courtroom is Brittany Barino.
Brittany Barino.
I hate how he says it.
Why do you say her name so weird?
What, Brittany Barino?
She lives in the Heights in a house that she made into a home for very large snakes.
If you'd raise your right hand, please swear in.
That is why she appeared before a justice of the peace in a court hearing over the fate of her snakes.
I've been with them for 15 years. They've been all that I've known for quite a while. And they mean everything to me.
Her voice cracked with emotion as she told the justice of the peace.
He gave her a tissue.
She loved the 15 pythons and boa constrictors.
I only got two pythons, bro, right here.
I can't stand
two pythons.
24-inch
pythons right here.
24-inch penis, ladies. Right, you here. Heard it here first.
Oh, stop.
Authorities
bragging.
Removed from her house. Potentially
you
deadly
idiot.
Animals oh. That she's now agreed to turn over to the SPCA.
But
you
I love my snakes enough to let them go. And
bro, that should be in the Bible.
It's not.
That's all I
love your snakes enough.
She described
belt sometimes.
You do. That's I've gross. Been saying that about snakes for years.
One of the animals taken from her home last week as a special needs snake. And she told the judge she hoped it would not be euthanized. All right, now it is an entire.
Say that without making fun of it in his voice.
A special needs snake. What does it do?
It needs crutches.
Oh, okay.
It well, has that's a learning disability.
It doesn't have legs, though. It's weird.
It has dyslexia.
A special needs snake is it slithers in a straight line, so it's stiff. It's not all willy-nilly. And it has a little tiny bicycle helmet.
And it works. And it works at it works at Walmart picking up the shopping carts.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm a special needs sure. snake.
Welcome to Walmart.
I'm a snake.
I'll take that cart for you.
Have a good day.
Has a name tag that says, my name is Snake.
My name is Steve. Tell him I would like to you.
Really clear whether the woman who lives in this
little... Ah, fucking Steve, the snake is molting again. It's so annoying.
I would like to you.
Stop.
Little pink house in the Heights will face any criminal charges. It sure sounds like the constable in charge of this investigation.
The constable?
Constable.
Are they going to have the marshals get involved?
Snake constable?
Oh my God, I think we have the snake constable on the line. Hey, thank you for calling in, snake constable. So what was the
Why
problem?
Oh.
What was the problem with the snake?
Oh, the snake. He could not take off his extra skin, so
it was constricting him, even though he was boa constrictor. So we had to surgically remove extra skin from him, and now he's a hop snake. Even though he is still a special needs snake, he slithers around in a wheelchair. It's okay.
What country are you from? I forget.
I can't even tell.
Four different ones.
Pat talk.
He's from Europe.
Venezuela, maybe?
I don't know.
Greece? I don't know. Some greasy...
Sounds like the bean eater. Hummingbird
guy. Oh, yeah. Petok's brother. Plutok.
Oh, yeah. Plutok. He's from my cousin. Petok with the hummingbird.
Oh, so they know each other. That's why. This guy specializes in snakes.
And special needs.
Special
needs snakes. He's actually opening up a special needs snake hospital.
Sorry for her.
Clearly, she's in distress, and we need to do all...
You want to donate to the Special Needs Snake Hospital? You got to GoFundMe Special Needs Snake Hospital.
That's not a real thing, folks.
Yeah.
All proceeds go to Special Needs Snake.
Or just go to @Special Needs Snake Hospital on Twitter. Just send us a message there, okay? We'll keep it up.
I had a snake trap.
Hashtag Special Needs Snake Hospital.
That I had years ago that never really took off.
Why are you
really?
Making
what was
snake traps?
What was it about, Dutch?
Well, what I did was is that I took a male snake and dressed it up like a female snake to entice the other male snakes to come in.
I like
and
where this is
they
going.
Found out once that they got the male/female snake naked and found out it was a male. They were so embarrassed that they ran away.
Right.
But I couldn't recruit any male snakes to wear the dress.
But how did that...
It was a terrible... I invested at least, my entire mortgage on it.
Did you buy snake pheromones? Did you buy snake pheromones to track them, maybe?
I bought everything, and I just have... I have a storage container with
so
I want to say close to 14 crates worth of snake pheromones.
And what about... What do you think?
You guys want to buy any?
What was a good guesstimate on your investment, Dutch? Well, about how much did you spend on that?
I took out a second mortgage for it. So
second mortgage. How many snakes did you catch? Not one, correct?
Well, it wasn't that I was catching. I was trying to sell to homeowners, and I didn't have. I had one caper.
Not one.
To
right?
Try and make it back, I charged him
zero.
$50,000.
What you're saying is zero. You've caught zero snakes.
No, I did not.
Zero.
If anything, he released three back into the wild. So he's actually he lost. He did it backwards.
I'm not very good with these business investments that I try to.
I can
with
see that.
With animal traps.
No, I'm sorry. What was the website for that again, Dutch?
It was. I'm not quick on my feet. .com.
Yeah, that's a good one. Awesome. I like that one.
That's a hyperlink.
It's honest.
I thought it was Transgender Snake Trapping Services by Joel Van Wingerden.
That's what it was.
.org.
That's what it was. Okay. I how could I forget?
Yeah.
He's really bad.
He's so concise and short.
It is. It gets right to the point. You know what you're getting.
Transsexual snakes.
It rolls off the tongue like vomit at lunch.
All that we can is law enforcement. I mean, she's actually a good person.
Sometimes she tapes the snakes to her both of her feet and she rides them to work. It's very odd. It scares children, but we have to sponsor her.
Handicapped now.
Yeah, that's why one is special needs, because she was riding it to work before its skull had fully developed, and it is now an autistic retarded snake in this country. I believe it's called the Forrest Gump snake.
Oh, Jesus.
She's just overwhelmed by the fact that she doesn't have a job and couldn't care for these animals.
What will eventually happen?
Wait, a woman with 15 snakes and a special needs snake doesn't have a job? I bet you she doesn't have a boyfriend either.
Whoa, that's...
Happened to the snakes is unclear. After the court hearing, the SPCA would not answer questions about whether some or all of them will be euthanized. The owner of the snakes and a cat seized on the same...
Poor cat! What did the cat do?
And the cat!
What did the cat do?
Day,
cat was the ringleader all along.
No
she was
way.
Just a scapegoat.
It's like meow switching here.
Saying she hopes her animals will find a good home. In downtown Houston, Doug Miller, KHOU.
Doug Miller, I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
I'm
65 years old and still doing snake fluff pieces.
This is fucking horseshit, and you know it, Tom. This is fucking horseshit, and you know it, Tom. A fucking snake story?
Yeah, that poor fuck. He definitely got in the low. He pissed somebody off at the station.
Okay, we have 3 minutes left. Sean, do you think you get lightning round that?
Yes.
Okay, go.
Daytona Beach man accused of using pepper spray on boys.
Hot.
A man was charged with two counts of child abuse after using pepper spray on two children. Police said two boys, ages sexy and sexier, were playing by. Oh wait. Two boys, ages 8 and 10, were playing by mailboxes on the 300 block of Country Club Oval. Country Club Oval? How snooty and pretentious is that neighborhood? Shortly after 5:45 p.m. Wednesday, when they were confronted by resident Wilbert Vereen, according to the police charging affidavit. The boys told police that Vereen sprayed their faces with pepper spray and semen, which was a witness, witness confirmed, according to the alleged affidavit. Then displayed signs consistent. They displayed.
Whoa, what do you
signs.
Mean by they?
They. Start off. The boys. The boys, they, the cute little boys, they displayed signs consistent with being sprayed by pepper spray. Okay. Which were watery eyes and mucus on the upper lip. Maybe they were just high. According to the affidavit, blah. Vereen, 58, told the police while he did own pepper spray, that doesn't mean that he sprayed those cute little sexy boys in front of his house, but did say that they were bothering him. He was all hot and bothered by them. And he's being held on $10,000 bail.
Does anybody get that button, or am I the only one?
All right, guys. Yes. Guys, coming up right after us is...
Third Base. They were big in the 90s.
I know. I get it.
Footer and Greenway, folks.
Coming up
after... It was Gas Face.
Coming up after us is The Red Show. Make sure to stay tuned for them. And after that is 360 on 420 on their new night. Make sure you stay tuned and stay in the chat and contribute. Don't forget, the live event is coming up August 9th at Just Jake's in Montclair, New Jersey. tinyurl.com/MLRLive2 if you want to get in on Facebook and let us know you're coming. That would be great. Any neglected hippo text?
Yes, I was shaking my fist at Dutch's sisters, but my cock was in. But my cock was inside my fist.
Nice.
It's like he's being born for the second time. She's too pretty to have a. Sorry, she's too fat to have a period, so she's just cunty all the time.
So fat.
Moral of the story: don't use surgical gloves as condoms.
Nailed it. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Like I said, stay tuned for The Red Show. We will be back next week, Wednesday and Tuesday, on Dutch and Royce. Anything else? That's it.
I guess.
All right, guys. Later.